is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Shiite worshippers attended Friday prayers today at the holy shrine of Imam Ali in Najaf. Just 1 week ago today, the top Shiite cleric Muhammad Bakir al-Hakim was killed by a car bomb there. Before going into the mosque for the first time since the attack, worshippers kissed the bloody floor where Hakim's body was found. The explosion claimed the lives of more than 80 people. A heavy dose of rain from Tropical Storm Henri is exactly what people living in parts of Florida's Osceola County don't need this week, after summer rains already caused flooding near their homes. Forecasters say there could be as much as 10 inches of rain in some places. Twiss Wong of the Osceola County Emergency Management Office says crews are busy working to try and prevent flooding.
Our road and bridge department that's doing routine maintenance on our drainage systems to make sure that they're not clogged or blocked. We have them out doing that today. We'll also have staff on call throughout the weekend.
Free sandbags are being made available to Osceola County residents. Right now, there are no plans to open emergency shelters, but EOC officials say they are monitoring the situation and will open them if necessary.
If you're losing your hair, then I have great news for you. Now you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Announcing Hair Advantage, the world's most advanced hair regrowth system that will reverse baldness, fill in embarrassing bald spots, and regrow up to twice as much new hair, guaranteed. The secret of Hair Advantage lies in a recent medical discovery that showed 95% of all hair loss was due to the body's overproduction of DHT. Hair Advantage stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle as it starts regrowing new hair in balding areas. Hair Advantage contains a patented active ingredient that was approved by the FDA for hair regrowth. In clinical studies, the majority of people regrew their hair, with almost half experiencing dense hair regrowth. So call now for your risk-free trial, and you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Hair Advantage is safe, clinically proven, and effective on virtually everyone. Call toll-free 1-800-213-4495. That's 1-800-213-4495. 1-800-213-4495.
A security breach that briefly shut down parts of Seattle's SeaTac Airport has turned out to be a false alarm. George Lynn has more on the confusion.
The mix-up was apparently caused by someone who bypassed a security checkpoint before being cleared. An airport spokesman is now saying there was no breach after all. The confusion, though, has caused serious backups for travelers at the C and D gates of the facility. Both gates had to be shut down for a brief time while airport security looked into the matter. They have since been reopened. No word on whether the false alarm has caused any flight delays. Near SeaTac Airport in Seattle, I'm George Lynn.
The Archdiocese of Philadelphia and its striking high school teachers are at the bargaining table for the first time since the union went on strike Tuesday. Association of Catholic Teachers head Rita Schwartz says her aim is to hammer out a contract.
The overwhelming vote Tuesday should be the message there. I don't think I should have to say anything. I mean, our teachers have been walking a picket line since Tuesday. So 669 to 231, 3-1 was a pretty decisive message to them.
Schwartz says she hopes the Archdiocese will be willing to work in a serious effort to settle the strike quickly.
Mom, Dad,
someone's going to try and get me to take drugs.
Want to do something about it?
You're going to have to make me tell you where I am and who I'm with every day.
Don't like the sound of that?
Tough. You got to be the grown-up.
Kids with involved parents are less likely to try drugs. So ask them, who, what, where, when? Questions. They're the anti-drug.
Call 1-800-729-6686 for more information. Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
A panel investigating allegations of sexual assault at the Air Force Academy provided the public with the results of an investigation today. Allison Brown reports.
Right now at the Air Force Academy, if a victim reports sexual misconduct, including rape or assault, there is no confidentiality, meaning the report is made public and passed up the chain of command. A panel investigating recent sexual assault allegations say that lack of confidentiality hurts the treatment of victims, the investigation process, and possible punishment of offenders. The panel says it will urge an overhaul of the reporting process for victims in a report due to Congress next month. I'm Allison Brown in Arlington.
Stocks ended the week on a down note. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 85 points to 9503. The NASDAQ was down 11 to 1858. The S&P 500 slipped 6 to 1021. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Cucumbers, jazz, Gwyneth Paltrow, and khakis. Speaking of cool things, how's your vehicle's cooling system stacking up for the summer? Don't sweat it. When I come back, I'll tell you how to chill out. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com. It's hot, and you're working hard. You can't go another foot till you cool off. Aha, now you know how your car feels. In fact, overheating's the number one cause of breakdowns. Like our bodies have a cooling system, cars do too. They rely on radiators to keep their engines from boiling over. To properly cool, these systems must be maintained with correct proportions and levels of coolant water mixture. So this summer, think cool, calm, and collect the money saved by radiator check. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
When you're swallowing all life's life.
Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
With special guest host Guy James. Give Guy a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937.
All right. Now, don't be too disappointed. Those of you that didn't know Mike was not going to be here tonight, I'm Guy James. I'm going to fill in for him. Hope we can do it because, as you know, those are some big shoes to fill. Mike's been kind of a radio hero of mine for a long, long time, and you won't find that Mike and I differ with our political opinions hardly at all. In fact, I think you'll find that both Mike and I have utter contempt for the actions of the Bush administration. Actually, I think we could actually agree they're a bunch of evil bastards, and that's all there is to it. That's absolutely the way I feel. Those of you that hear my regular show that I do know that I have no love for the Bush policies, and you know, there's actually no defense for their Iraqi lies, their domestic policies, their foreign policies, and there's no defense for any of their actions. So if you enjoy that kind of a program, why, here you go. Strap yourself in and get ready. We've got 3 hours to go, and we're going to hopefully take some good calls. Hope some of Mike's callers didn't go on vacation with him. They'll stick with us tonight here, and we'll have a good show. We really will. So enough of that. But we'll be here tonight, Monday night, and Tuesday night, filling in for Mike Malloy. Well, as always, where do you begin on a show like this with all the political news there is at this time? I mean, on and on and on. It never stops. I really believe this administration sets out to keep the press and the public so busy that they can never, ever land on one subject long enough to really get their teeth into a story and make them look like the liars that they are. Have you noticed that? The public will get their teeth in a story just a little bit, and before you know it, there's something else that comes along. Of course, today's kind of an unusual day. Usually on Friday night, anything that's bad is going to come out. It comes out on Friday night so that it doesn't hit the major news cycle for over the weekend. But I didn't hear anything really big today, did you? If you do know anything that happened the last couple of hours, hey, I went out to dinner before the show. So if there's any late-breaking news, well, give us a call and let us know what it is. And by the way, you can call us at 1-800-TALK-YES. You know, one of the major stories this week for me and for many of my political activist friends and my Democratic friends, and let me make no mistake about it, I am a Democrat. I don't want to sit here and say I'm just liberal, that I kind of ride the fence this, that, or the other thing. I am a yellow dog Democrat, and for those of you that don't know what that is, that means I'd vote for an old yellow dog before I'd vote for a Republican. And that's just how it is, and that's how it's been all my life. When I was old enough to vote, when I first became old enough to vote, my grandfather, who was also a yellow dog Democrat, went to the polls with me and said, "Son, just look down the left side of that ballot right there and check those D's off and don't even bother looking at the other side." And that's the way it started out. And we kind of cut our teeth on politics with the Kennedy administration. So do the math. I was 15 years old when John Kennedy was running for president. Those were heady times for a young man, 15 years old, out cutting his political teeth, doing whatever needs to be done. You've heard that story before, those of you that have listened to my regular show, but it was a great way to cut your teeth on politics, that's for certain. And, of course, we've stayed on the Democratic side of things, well, always. But the main story that's been going on this week, in my opinion, and I know in the opinion of many of you, too, is this, what do you want to call it, other than begging and pleading now, that the Bush administration is doing with the U.N.? Yeah, that's right. The UN. Can you believe it? Here's an organization that, before we invaded Iraq, Rumsfeld and Cheney and Bush and even Colin Powell deemed the UN a debating society, deemed them irrelevant. And all the Republican politicians talked about how utterly useless the UN was. And here we are, on bended knee, trying to get the UN to help us with this horrible, horrible mess we've got in Iraq right now. And make no mistake about it, it is horrendous. Germany, France looked at this request and literally laughed them out of the room. Why not? They tried to make fools out of Germany and France, say they didn't know what was going on. You know, what happened was, and what the real story is, the French knew. The Germans knew, the Israelis knew, the Russians knew, everybody knew, but Bush knew better. We knew better, and they didn't. So now we've got to go to them. We've got to ask for money. We can't afford this war, it turns out. We've got to ask for troops on the ground. Turns out we can't afford to keep all of our troops there, and the morale is as low could be. Did you see Rumsfeld on the airplane the other night being interviewed? Condescending bastard, if ever I saw one. A reporter asked him a question about trying to get help over there and says, "What do you mean? We've got a 29-nation coalition here. 29 nations. Why are you asking me about a coalition? We have a coalition." Yeah, right. We've got us, the Brits, and 27 other little nations who we bought and paid for. Bought and paid for them to be there. And as we always say, it's the coalition of the coerced, the coalition of the bought and paid for. So that's how it's going right now. Here we are begging the UN to help us out. Let me ask you a question. Has the United States of America ever had to beg for help before? I don't think so, because we've never been in this position as before. The Bush foreign policy is a dismal failure. We don't have the money. We don't have the troops. We're beginning to look like real dumbasses in Iraq, and it's a failure. It just plain and simple, it is a failure. We've got a caller from California right now. Welcome to the program. Glad to have you with us.
Yes, this is Bud Abbott, and I thought the main news today, I was looking at the my homepage, and the number of soldiers who complained about George Bush was they were so offended that they had to clean up the base for Rumsfeld, and then he didn't come, and they're so offended.
Right, I saw that.
And at what point does the disaster of this get to the the public, that people really understand that we have just 10 men for everyone that's killed, 10 men who are permanently crippled for life that we have to put on life support. We have to pay them and their families for the rest of their lives. 10 for everyone that's killed. I mean, this is just a disaster for our economy, and it's just
absolutely
there's no end in sight.
To say nothing of the mental scars many of them are going to have for the rest of their lives.
The families are devastated by this. They have to take care of their loved ones with their half of a body, half of a working
right.
organ. It's just a disaster.
Bud, you brought up an interesting point. Where is the press? Where is the press following? You know they were all there. They were all there during this. They were embedded. As soon as the military conflict was over, the press pulled out all of their top people. We're not hearing just bits and pieces of what's going on there now.
It's really, you know, it's an embarrassment for our country because, you know, if you travel a little bit, I travel some of my work and vacations, and you read what the press is in other parts of the world, you see what's going on in other parts of the world, and it makes Americans look like buffoons. We are. I mean, it's humiliating to go to the United Nations on our bended knee asking to be bailed out of a scrap we couldn't handle. I mean, that's really embarrassing. But to look at what it's doing to our economy, every state in the nation looks like it's having financial difficulties is equal to California. And that's translating down to colleges and high schools. I'm looking at our school system here in Northern California. It's a real embarrassment, and it's because of this Republican administration where they've cut taxes and they've taken money off the table that was normally going to the states. It's a real embarrassment, and whatever you in the radio community can do to get out the word that there is a bias in the press, that's a great advantage. You're to be supported and encouraged in every way that we possibly can.
Well, that's what this program is all about. We're trying to counter the right-wing media and the drastically slanted right press and media in this country. As you know, we're outnumbered 100-1, I suppose, maybe more. But it's time to get our message out, and it's time to expose these people for what they really are. It's as I've said before, this is an administration that appears to me to be somewhat like these smash and grab thieves in the night who are smashing and grabbing all they can grab before they know they have to get out of town. And eventually they will have to get out of town. But the thing of it is, how much of our treasure are they going to have with them when they go? And how much more will they have enriched themselves, the already rich? And how many of our treasure, our young men and women, how many of them will die and be maimed like you've mentioned? That's the big question right now.
Increasingly it looks like, you know, Cheney is a really, can I say bad man? Can I say evil man? I mean, he is so arrogant that he just feels he's above the courts, he's above the legal system, and doesn't have to reveal anything that he does. And his company, I mean, I just do not believe that he and his family are not being personally enriched by this. And it'll be like Spiro Agnew all over again, you know, taking money while in public office.
I just
believe this is in the background and just waiting to emerge.
And here we have these energy meetings, and it's starting to leak out now. You know, he's done everything in his power to keep the GAO from finding out the truth of what happened early on in this administration. And I might add, long before 9/11. And it turns out this past week leaked out that they had maps of the Iraqi oil fields at those energy meetings. What were they doing? What the hell were they doing with Iraqi oil field maps at those energy meetings that they won't let anybody know about?
American domestic policy, yeah.
Right. Someday the truth is going to leak out. Someday it's going to have to come out.
Hey,
there's the music.
These guys go to jail.
Bud, thanks very much for calling. We appreciate your call. You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show. Guy James sitting in this evening. We'll be back right after a couple of minutes.
Hey, Mom. here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, Elko, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Hi, Tom Baudet for Motel6.com. Next time you're goofing around on the internet, you know, in other words, the next time you're at work, click on over to Motel6.com for Click 6 Web Bargains. Those are special discounts at hundreds of locations that you can only get when you book online. Just look for the Click 6 icon at Motel6.com and then get back to work. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light and the modem on for you. And a core hotel.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
The Tom Hartman Show.
Adam, welcome to the Tom Hartman Program. What's up?
I just find it that you guys are really cynical to believe that Cheney or Bush or any of these guys would risk troops' lives to make money. You must think that these guys are really evil people.
If you go back to 1998 and read the Project for a New American Century, what they were saying basically, if we're going to continue to consume 25% of the planet's oil, then our security is at risk if we can't secure our oil supplies. So we have to secure the oil supplies by seizing control of the Middle East.
Is this what you say they said, or is this what they had stated in a policy and
This is what they said.
Why is this on CNN every night?
It was on CNN a year ago. It was on CNN in 1998. They wrote a letter to Bill Clinton demanding that he attack Iraq, and that letter has been a public document ever since. And it was signed by all of these guys who are now in the administration.
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
Anaconda.
Budgie.
Camel.
Dick Dick.
Emu.
Frog.
Gopher.
Hyena.
Iguana.
Jaguar.
Cuda Mundi.
Llama.
Minx.
Animal Narwhal. Talk. We talk about what you do to your animals and what your animals do to you. Mark, Donna, and Dr. Brad answer all your animal questions from A to Z. Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network. Penguin.
Whale.
Rooster.
Seal.
Tortoise. Zebra.
The Mike Malloy Show with special guest host Guy James. Give Guy a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Guy.
To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to gain, a time to lose, a
all
time
right,
to
we're rest, back. This is some of my favorite music sorrow, right there, right now. I love it, I do. Hey, and the French and Germans are having the last laugh. They're partying over there this week, laughing at George Bush and his minions. Freedom fries my ass, they said. Freedom fries. Yeah. Well, anyway, I would like to tell you about one thing I want you to all take a look at, the IE America website. If you haven't been to the website for a little while, I want you to all go there, ieamericaradio.com, and check out the 9/11 section. You're going to like what you see. They've got a special section. Got a special special shows coming up next week for the 9/11. And so I want you to go there, ieamericaradio.com. All of you that are listening on your radio tonight, I want you to go there. Those of you that are listening on the Internet, you're already at the IE America site, right? Okay. We've got a caller on the line. We got Ronald from Columbus, Ohio. Ronald, welcome to the program.
Hello?
Yes, go right ahead.
Good to have a chance or have an opportunity to talk to you, Guy.
Well, I'm glad to have you listening. You know, listeners make up listeners and callers make up a show. The host is just here to fill a seat, you know. What's on your mind tonight, Ron?
Well, I'm a businessman here in Columbus, Ohio, and I'm so disappointed with the way things are going. I expected better out of Bush. When he got elected, I said, well, let's make the best of it. Being a Democrat all my life, and I said, we'll take a good look at this guy and see how he does. But I just can't imagine what he's thinking or what he's trying to do. In the business world here, things are really totally out of hand. There don't seem to be any money out there. In my business, accounts are hard to collect. People I've done business with for 20 years are struggling, and yet they keep saying the economy is coming back.
I'm telling you,
it's getting worse.
Yeah.
And bankruptcies are rampant.
Jobs and no money.
I can't even imagine all that's going on.
I know. It's this past month, August, they said the economy's improving, and yet a whole bunch more jobs went down the drain again in August, even more than in July. Cash is tough out there. Do you do any cash business? Are you finding people cash poor right now?
Well, people are buying some things, but they're using plastic to buy it, and that can only last so long.
That's right.
Now, we really enjoyed the Clinton administration. For 8 years, we had extreme low unemployment. He ended up his administration with a surplus in government funds. Stock market was doing well. And, we had happy Americans.
Ron, let me ask you an all-important question. You've got a lot of businesses, acquaintances, and friends out there, and obviously probably some of them are Republicans. Are you starting to hear any grumbling about George Bush?
Well, they don't like to say much, but they're starting to think that, maybe we are in trouble. Maybe things are not as good as they thought it was. No, they're definitely the tide is turning.
I agree. I think the tide is definitely turning. Our expectations were not real great for Bush, but he's promised to he's the underachiever of the decade, of the century probably. Ron, thanks so much for calling the program. We appreciate your call. Keep listening. We're going to have an interesting program tonight, and we're going to be back after the news at the bottom of the hour with more of the Mike Malloy Show. Guy James sitting in with you on the IE America Network.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places, a ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Hamilton.
And I'm Laura Miller.
Any new contract between the United Auto Workers and the Big Three car companies may result in bad blood between the UAW and their Canadian brethren. One of the issues reportedly on the table during negotiations is Ford Motor Company's plans to upgrade a plant in Ontario. The UAW wants the upgrades to happen instead at a factory in Georgia. Ford went through negotiations with the Canadian auto workers last year, but did not commit to improving the Ontario plant as part of the deal.
A Senate Democrat says he's lined up enough votes to overturn a Bush administration plan to roll back the number of workers who qualify for overtime pay. An amendment to a spending bill by Senator Harkin of Iowa would block a move by the Bush administration's Labor Department to amend the Fair Labor Standards Act. Critics say the plan would close the door on time-and-a-half pay for a net 8 million American workers. While the Bush plan would automatically bring time-and-a-half pay to workers paid less than $22,000 a year, Linda Chavez-Thompson, vice president of the AFL-CIO, says the move would close the door on overtime pay for many more low-income workers.
Under the Bush plan, some working families who are eligible for food stamps would not be eligible for overtime pay. This is wrong.
A recent poll by the AFL-CIO found that Americans opposed changes to overtime rules by a 3-to-1 margin.
Rumblings of trouble between U.S. Airways and its airline mechanics. U.S. Airways is considering outsourcing the maintenance of its Airbus jets to an outside contractor. The airline just exited bankruptcy earlier this year, and a company spokesman says they're still looking at ways to save money. But a spokesman for the International Association of Machinists says outsourcing work on the Airbus fleet is unacceptable, and if it happens, it'll automatically trigger a strike.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit our website, laborradio.org.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, taking your calls, talking to celebrities like Raven Simone from The Cosby Show and the Dr. Dolittle movies. Do you have any pets of your own?
I do. I have two chinchillas and I have a big Briar.
Do you train your dog?
I don't. I just give him love and take him out. So he better love me because I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So here you are, Therese Dolittle, talks to the animals, and you don't even train your own dog. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love. All the need is love.
Animal Talk on the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush with a helpful hint to resist the wicked and shameful addiction that causes some of our otherwise mentally healthy citizens to tune in to the Mike Malloy Show weeknights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I suggest that you recovering Malloy listeners spend these 3 hours simply standing in your yards, saluting the flags on your houses, apartments, or trailers, or whatever you little people live in. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
We're back. It's the Mike Malloy Show with special guest host Guy James. Give Guy a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Guy.
Everybody, once again, be sure and check out the 9/11 special section of the IEAmericaRadio.com website. You got that? You got it down? IEAmericaRadio.com, and check out the 9/11. And they're going to have special programming next week for that as well. We've got callers on the line. I think we've got Jeff from New York. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Hey, Guy.
Glad to have you with us this evening.
Congratulations on your Mike Malloy slot.
Hey, who else would you want to fill in for than Mike Malloy, huh?
But hey, you know, you're doing well. We love it.
Well, we'll hang in there. We're not Mike Malloy, but like I said at the beginning of the show, we share some views about this administration, that's for certain.
Oh,
what's
no.
on your mind tonight, my friend?
Well, being a New Yorker, right, the story, and it's already a week old, and it's insane that it's not bigger, is the Bush administration lying about the air in New York.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh.
I mean, yeah. You know, I said, I'm not going to tell you that I was at the foot of the South Tower on 9/11, but I was in New York City, and I was in that smoke, and it was drifting over my apartment in Brooklyn. And
Jeff, this is just one
they
more
lied.
Time. Well, absolutely, they lied, and this is just one more proof. For all of you people out there that are blind to what goes on with the Bush administration. This is just one more time where they valued the almighty dollar above human life.
It was all about business.
Absolutely.
Get the stock market open and get these people back to work. To hell with the children in Battery Park City, and to hell with the secretaries that were, you know, schlepping through this dust. They could have, at the very least, they could have said, you must wear a mask, you must do this, you must do that. But they just didn't give a... It's a consonant.
Jeff, does it surprise you?
No. No. Not from
it,
these
people. It
doesn't
surprise me at all. No, not from these people.
No,
not,
I
not
mean,
at all.
Business is everything. There are scandals about this, the trade collapse involving asbestos and W.R. Grace and Christy Whitman and her husband that are not even breaking the national consciousness.
Right.
But it's all business. It's all money.
Yeah, we wanted to talk a little bit more about that this evening. I knew I could count on you to bring that up as soon as I heard you were calling from New York. It's a scandal. And here we had a woman, Christy Whitman. Do you suppose she had personal knowledge of this?
It seems that they presented a report that was redacted by the White House because it was too alarmist, too, oh, no, you can't say that. It'll scare people. That's what, what I'm seeing where I can find it over and over and over again. The EPA had a report that was, whoa, and the White House said, let them go back to work. Let them
right.
go back to work. Who
right.
the hell cares? And I'll tell you something. For the C-SPAN junkies out there, Hillary Clinton was on the floor of the Senate this afternoon or late morning, and she absolutely ripped the White House a brand new orifice for elimination.
Well, they have it coming.
I think it's the phrase. And she was fierce. And she's been fierce on this issue for a while. But she was fierce. This is an enormous scandal. And, of course, let's go back to more broader themes. Of course, the Bush administration put this information out when? A week from today on a Friday.
Friday, absolutely.
Where it would get lost in the Labor Day, you know, nonsense. Would not make any news.
One thing you got to give them credit for, they're no rookies. Carl Rubin and his machine, they're good. They're damn good.
Oh, they're very, very good. That's what people have to understand.
Right.
And let me tell you another thing about it, that, because I know we're reaching a lot more Democrats than we are Republicans on this particular feed. Rove is
so?
Absolutely sitting back in his chair with a Woody, because he loves that the Deaners are hitting the Kerryites, are hitting the, and everybody hates Lieberman, and he's going back and going, yes, yes, yes.
Sure.
They're in total disarray. If we don't understand that, regardless of how much we admire candidate A, B, C, if we aren't collectively to get our act together as Democrats to put these monsters out of office, they win.
That's
they
right.
They just plain win. And all this energy expended, all this passion, how dare you say this about Dean? How dare you say this about Kerry? How dare you say this about Edwards? Rove is sitting back in his chair going, I can just plan the next photo op. You're doing my work for me. Thank you, boys.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've mentioned, any of us who've been on the air talking from the left have mentioned that this next election next year, without question, is the most important election in our nation's history. We are either going to change course or we're headed for disaster one way or another. This administration, given another 4 years, not having to worry about getting reelected, can run roughshod over whoever the hell they feel like running over.
And they're going to put Jeb in right after that.
Absolutely. You think they're not waiting on that?
Yes, they absolutely are.
That's right. They most certainly are. He's positioning himself. We've got a governor here in Florida, for those of you that aren't that familiar with Florida, that is the spitting political image of his brother. He's a lot smarter than his brother. I'll give him that. He's a lot smarter than his brother. But plain and simple, the guy's got ties that a governor had not to have. He's got a past that a governor had not to have. But make no mistake about it, Jeff is absolutely right. This guy is preening and polishing himself for the White House. And these people have got to be stopped before it gets to that point.
So we're looking at a dynasty.
Absolutely, you bet
you. You know, and you don't need to look at that much economic information to understand that they're trying to wipe out the middle class, aristocracy, and the poor, who will go into the army to further their. It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare.
Jeff, thanks so much for your call. Hang in there, my friend. We will defeat these people. We will get it done. Need a lot of people like you hanging in there. Thanks so much for your call. We've got Armand from Florida on the line. Armand, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Do you happen to know where a person could get a GOP Gangster Oil Party Ain't For Me bumper sticker?
Gangster Oil Party, you should know. That's pretty good.
I think so.
Gangster Oil Party.
It would be an interesting bumper sticker.
Yeah, I think it would. Maybe you ought to get a copyright on that. If I were you, I would. Print up a couple thousand of those and go stand on a street corner and see if you don't get killed here in Florida. See how many of them you can sell.
Well, we opened our truck door up today in Bradenton, Florida, in the rain, and some rain rained in on some of the plastic, and it put this real strange-looking stain on it. So I don't know how good Jeb is with the environment.
Well, you name me anybody out there listening that are Bush fans, if you want to call in, let me challenge you to call in and tell me anything that the Bush family, father, son, governor here, president, whoever, any of the Bushes, tell me anything positive they've done for the air or the water in this nation.
Can I say one other thing?
Yeah, go right ahead.
I was reading tonight on the internet that apparently the House gave themselves in this troubled time that the country's going through, the House of Representatives gave themselves a raise. So the question I would have to those people is, I think they're making about $150,000 now a year. So the question I have is, why do they, in their position with the state of the economy the way it is for most people in this country, why do they feel they deserve a raise for their citizens when they're making $150,000 a year instead of giving a raise first to the minimum wage workers that are probably the most oppressed in this country right now?
Absolutely right. Armand, thank you very much.
Wouldn't you like to get an answer from them?
Yes,
from
I
those
would.
Folks?
I know what they'll tell you. They'll tell you because cheeseburgers are $6 in Washington, D.C. that's the cheap answer. But hey, they always give themselves raises. They see themselves as the elite, and they need the money. Thanks so much for your call, Armand. We appreciate it very much. We've got Nathan on the line from New York. Nathan, welcome to the program.
Hi. I wanted to talk about the EPA thing. I heard that someone else talked about it, and what I wanted to mention was a lot of people here in New York, you know, a lot of people get out of college or get out of high school and come to New York to work for a while because, you know, if you live frugally, you can save some money before you go back to the rest of the country. So I've talked to some of my friends who are from some of the bigger square states and talked about news, just talking to their parents who are often Republicans and just saying, you know, these people are going to cut, you know, with the asbestos and everything, up to 20 years off the life of all of us who are living here in Lower Manhattan. And, you know, how can their parents support these people who don't care about their children?
But who cares? It's the almighty dollar. You know, the dollar is more important than your life. You know that. That's how they feel. The dollar is more important than your life. It's more important than the boys and gals over in Iraq right now. The dollar is
but
the most important
that's
thing.
That's not what they say on Fox News. That's not what these people believe. These people who support the Bush cartel or the Bush administration, whatever you want to call them, believe they're supporting family values, believe they're supporting making our country a safe place. And the most important thing is to show them that that is the lie. And actually, I think it's been relatively effective with a few of my friend's parents. To just say, you know, these people don't care about your little girl. These people don't care about your little boy. They let them breathe asbestos for weeks instead of letting them evacuate the city. So I think it pulls the curtain back and shows the ugly face of the Bush administration.
A point well made. They really don't give a damn. They claim to. And, you know, the only reason they ever claim to care about people is to get some votes. I've often said that anybody making less than $75,000 a year that would vote for a Republican is like a chicken vote for Colonel Sanders. It's that simple. And these people got to finally understand that these people are robbing and pillaging the middle class, the poor class in this country, till they can't take it anymore. And sooner or later, except for the most hardcore of the group, and make no mistake about it, Nathan, there are some people, there are some people that you'll never get it across to them, no matter what. But ones with a decent IQ, we can get through to them.
One more thing on that line of getting through to people. A lot of people listening tonight, myself included, we used to feel like we were really powerless in the situation. But you realize that you have friends and relatives probably all over the country, and it's time to start writing to them. It's time to start printing up flyers of the things that aren't in the news and should be in the news. And it's time to start talking to people. It's time to start taking them to church. Because if we don't use the grassroots, if we don't use our personal connections, then they'll win. Because the media is all on their side because they're paying them off with the FCC deregulation. Anyways, thanks for having me on.
Nathan, thanks so much for calling the program. I do appreciate it. Calls are what make a show like this. You can call us at 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-TALK-YES, and you can get right through. We've got a couple of lines open, and actually that's what a talk show's all about, you know. So I listen to Mike Malloy, don't you? I know a lot of you people do. I listen to Mike whenever I get a chance to, and Mike's always informative and entertaining. And we've got a caller. We've got Michael on the line right now. Michael, welcome to the program.
Hey, good to be here. You sound great, by the way.
Well, thank you. Glad to have you with us this evening. You're calling from?
Well, this is your co-host, Sarasota.
I wanted you to tell us where. This is Michael, who co-hosts our regular show with us. Michael, glad to have you with us. We're having a little fun with you. You're back home in Sarasota.
Yeah, basically trying to dry out from the tropical depression or storm that's been coming through here. So how are you guys doing down in Southwest Florida?
Well, in Southwest Florida, are located here tonight. We are in Naples, Florida, the heart of darkness when it comes to politics, broadcasting from behind enemy lines, as we like to say. And make no mistake about it, you couldn't
no doubt.
More hard. No, you'd never find a more hardcore right wing area than where we're in right now. Paradise, but politically, it's a little scary. We've been getting a lot of rain here today, but I know folks north of here have been getting busted pretty good. You've been
I drove up I-75 at about 25 miles an hour this evening. it was a blast. I've been listening to some of the show, and so far, somebody brought up the House raise. I thought that was a pretty interesting little vote.
Yeah. What are they going to get themselves? How much of a raise are they going to get themselves right now?
Well, it's up to 158, I guess. I'm looking at the Yahoo article right now.
Was it 140 before?
It was 154.70. There was a freeze on annual pay from, I guess Clinton had a freeze on it during that period from 136.700. And then since Bush has come in, it's jacked up from around that. Up to 158. The crazy thing, they call it a 2.2% increase, and this is the killer. They're already, that number that they're at right now puts them in the top 5% of incomes in America. Okay?
Sure.
And you've got everybody else sitting here with the highest loss of jobs in the IT industry, tech industry. I mean, no one talks about that, but these contract workers are going left and right out of the country, and they're able to do that. And then, better yet, in that same bill, they voted for the military pay raise of 4.1%. Okay, this is the House that did that. It doubles the 2% that was recommended by Bush.
Ah.
Okay? And his comment says, okay, this is from the White House, that even exceeds the average increase in private sector pay. Okay, well, everybody talks about how great he is with the military and how much he cares about those soldiers. Well, I would hazard to say that no funerals and subsistence wages would pretty much let people know exactly how he feels.
I've been hearing a lot of comments from families and from soldiers that we have over there right now, and the comments aren't too kind toward the Bush administration and toward Mr. Rumsfeld at the moment.
Well, it's about time.
Right.
Once again, people have to vote. I mean, it's kind of sad. I mean, you'd like people to vote for the interest of all, and in a sense of progressiveness and yep. increasing the well-being of all humanity. But generally speaking, they vote from their own pocketbook, and if you're voting from your own pocketbook,
Michael,
you're not in the top 5%.
We got a heartbreak coming up right now. We thank you very much for your call. We'll be back right after some messages with the IE America Network.
In high places. They've stolen our country and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better. He's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
Hi, Tom Baudet from Motel 6. Some websites use outrageous gimmicks to attract visitors, like click here and get three wishes. But at Motel6.com, they have Click 6 web bargains that save you even more off the lowest price of any national chain. And you can only get them when you book online. Sorry, no three wishes, but you will have more money. That's usually wish number one anyway. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light on for you. And a core hotel.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time every Sunday. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com. And join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, your animalological super information highway, helping you with your pets. Every Sunday night, we take your calls, help your pets, always give away some prizes, and talk to celebrities, like from It Is Enough, Dick Van Patten.
I've been listening to your show. It's fascinating. It's very interesting.
We're nuts, aren't we?
I can see why people would call you up. You really know what you're talking about. It's terrific. Very, very informative.
Uh-oh, we got him on the wrong channel. Animal Talk, Sunday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, on the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. It seems some of you are still listening to that Mike Malloy person at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Many chronic Malloy listeners have found it helpful to repeatedly snap a little rubber band against the soft flesh of their wrists when they feel the un-American urge to turn on the Mike Malloy Show. The pain is only temporary, but it is nothing compared to the everlasting furnaces of brimstone hell you will experience if you continue listening to the Mike Malloy Show. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Animal Talk, your animalological super information highway, helping you with your pets. Every Sunday night, we take your calls, help your pets, always give away some prizes, and talk to celebrities, like from It Is Enough, Dick Van Patten.
I've been listening to your show. It's fascinating. It's very interesting.
We're nuts, aren't we?
I can see why people would call you up. You really know what you're talking about. It's terrific. Very, very informative.
Uh-oh, we got him on the wrong channel.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, on the IE America Radio Network.
The Mike Malloy Show with special guest host Guy James. Give Guy a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Guy.
Guy James back with you. You're listening to IE America Network. Hey, I do want you to visit the website and take a look at the 9/11 section on there now. www.ieamericaradio.com. Be sure and check that out, won't you? We've got Chris from Edgewood, Washington. Chris, welcome to the program.
Guy, how you doing?
Glad to have you with us this evening.
Yeah,
what's
good
on your mind?
I have to get the hellos out of the way. I really called to ask a question, and
I guess
I can only ask it of you. That kind of doesn't have to do with politics, but what I wanted to know is that up here in Edgewood, and Edgewood, if you don't know, it's kind of in the middle of the Orange County of the Puget Sound area.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put out a newsletter, me and a few of my compadres. And what we wanted to know is if we could put an ad in that paper telling where people can listen to your show, you know, on the web, you know, White Rose and your website. And if it would be okay to print an ad on there with your picture and what it's all about.
Well, hey, why not? You're not charging us $40,000 for it or anything, are you?
No. it's a definite negative for-profit organization.
Yeah, well, I know all about that.
Pretty much costing us money. We're just printing up a lot of what you're talking about, what Mike Malloy is talking about, you know, what the, you know, Democratic underground people are talking about.
Right.
But there's certain people who aren't, getting on the web or don't know where to go.
Right, right.
So I just kind of wanted to ask your permission for that.
Yeah, tell you what, email me. Send me an email about it at guyjames@theguyjamesshow.com.
Okay.
And we'll talk.
Okay.
Fair enough.
You know, this is not, a little quarter inch ad.
Yeah.
Especially around election time.
Yeah, send me an email.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for your call, Chris. Appreciate it. Don't forget to email me at guyjames@theguyjamesshow.com. Hey, you're listening to the IE America Network, and we're going to be back after the top of the hour news. And don't you go anywhere, okay? The news is going to be interesting, and the rest of the show is going to be interesting.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network, copyright 2003. My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. It seems that some of our otherwise upstanding citizens are listening to the Mike Malloy Show at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Surely you can find a more patriotic and productive use of your evening hours. For example, organizing neighborhood watch parties to search for the terrorists who are certain to be lurking in your playgrounds and possibly hiding dangerous weapons of mass destruction in your victory gardens. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Yes, I'm calling up
about the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off...
Why?
...is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, on IE America Radio Network.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. The FBI is asking people around the world to be on the lookout for four suspects believed to be connected to possible terror threats against the U.S. The FBI issued seeking information alerts on its website for the four men. Harvard terrorism expert Jim Walsh says there's no reason to panic.
I don't think people should interpret that as meaning that there's an attack right around the corner. That's just a normal part of the communication between the FBI and local law enforcement, and also to our allies to be on the lookout.
The FBI says there is no specific threat associated with the suspects, but the alert was prompted by intelligence information. The warnings come a week before the 2-year anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Several people have been injured, one critically, when the Thunder Mountain roller coaster derailed at Disneyland today. An Anaheim Fire Department spokesperson says the accident occurred around 11:20 this morning. 11 people were hurt when the derailment took place. One of those is reportedly in critical condition at a local hospital. The others are being treated at the scene. The cause of the accident is still unknown. The Imam Ali Mosque in Iraq's holy city of Najaf is being guarded by young members of the Shiite Muslim faction. Just a week ago, a deadly car bombing killed more than 80 people, including a top Shiite holy man. And now armed members of Mohammed Bakir al-Hakim's Badr Brigade are patrolling around the mosque. They were even visible on the mosque's roof today as thousands of worshippers gathered for prayers. Some of his worshippers called for a jihad or holy war against Saddam Hussein's Sunni-dominated Ba'ath Party. The Shiites blame the Sunnis for last week's attack and want revenge.
Smokers, now you can break the nicotine habit safely, effectively, and naturally within 7 days, guaranteed. And now you can quit smoking for good without craving, side effects, irritability, or weight gain with an amazing new product called Smoke Free. Smoke Free consists of three herbal supplements that work together to completely and naturally eliminate your body's cravings for nicotine. Smoke Free replenishes vital nutrients as it counteracts the effects of nicotine without the use of dangerous drugs or patches. Your mood, nervousness, and sleep will improve as your dependence on nicotine is eliminated. In fact, the ingredients in Smoke Free is so effective, it's listed as an all-natural homeopathic medicine, and surveys boast an amazing 92% success rate. So if you've ever thought about or tried to quit smoking in the past, now you can be smoke-free in 7 days, guaranteed. Call now to try Smoke Free completely risk-free. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed to work. You have nothing to lose but your life. So call toll-free, 1-800-485-0648. That's 1-800-485-0648.
The president of the nation's largest labor union says too many jobs have been lost since President Bush took office. AFL-CIO President John Sweeney says policies in Washington must change.
We hope that that the president and the Congress is going to really pay more attention to how they stimulate the economy and pay more attention to workers' issues and change the tax policies they have that favor the wealthy and the corporations.
The U.S. Labor Department said today that employers cut 93,000 jobs in August, which is the most since March. Sweeney says Pennsylvania has lost more than 120,000 manufacturing jobs since Bush was elected. He says the AFL-CIO is still examining the Democratic candidates for president, and he expects the labor union to make an endorsement by mid-October.
One ringy dingy. Oh, is this the party to whom I am speaking? Ernestine Tomlin here, WebEx Communications visionary. I want to tell you about the new ringy dingy, online meetings from WebEx. With WebEx, you share real-time voice, video, and data all through your browser. It's the world's richest web conferencing experience. Use WebEx and kick your competition in the tush. Visit me today at WebEx.com. I have something to show you.
A security breach that briefly shut down parts of Seattle's SeaTac Airport was actually no security breach at all. The airport says a person was believed to have bypassed a security checkpoint before being given the go-ahead. A spokesman says the breach turned out to be a false alarm. The confusion has caused serious backups for travelers at the C&D gates of the facility. Both gates had to be shut down for a brief time while airport security investigated. They have since been reopened. There's no word on whether the false alarm has caused any flight delays. Passengers departing on Horizon, Alaska, American, and United Airlines flights were prevented from moving toward their planes during the mix-up. Stocks ended the week on a down note. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 85 points to 95.03. The NASDAQ was down 11 to 1858. The S&P 500 slipped 6 to 1021. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ask Shirley MacLaine, and she may tell you she was Marie Antoinette or even Zeus in another life. Believe that or not, I'll tell you about some real automotive reincarnations when I come back. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. You won't need a seance to see where your old car might have gone. Just drive to your new car dealer, because 12 million vehicles were recycled last year. Thanks to Open Loop Recycling, any scrap of steel liquefied in the process melting furnace can be reformed into any shape. That means fenders of old Crown Vicks or Caprices might reincarnate as hoods of brand new Mercedes. And like the mythological Phoenix, steel conquers its trial by fire and is actually strengthened in the recycling process. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
With special guest host Guy James. Give Guy a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937.
Guy James here with you. Sitting in for Mike Malloy this evening, tonight, and Monday and Tuesday night. An honor to sit in for Mike Malloy. Hey, you know, before I get to a caller here real quick, I want to give you some stats. I love statistics, and I know a lot of you do, too. The money we've spent on Iraq so far, okay? Money we can't afford. But let me tell you, the $74 billion, what that could buy for people in this nation. Things that's needed right here in our country. This ill-begotten war that we have over there right now. The money that we've spent just so far. Never mind the bottomless pit it's going to be in the near future. 7,310,000 children could attend a year of Head Start, a program that's getting canceled. Over 22 million kids could have a year of health care. 985,000 teachers could be hired for a year. Think about how many teachers have been laid off in this country this past year because of budget cuts in school districts. 1,300,000 four-year college scholarships. Think about that. Think about that, what the good that money could do. Over 12 million cars could be converted to natural gas. 750,000 affordable housing units could be built. Folks, you can't have a war, a Marshall Plan, and a tax cut at the same time. It can't be done. We've got infrastructure needs in this country. We've got health care needs in this country. God knows we've got all kinds of needs in this country, and we're spending money to the tune of $1 billion a week. $1,666 a second. Think about that for a minute. The money that's going down this bottomless pit in this
war. It's disgusting. Hey, we've got Truth. Well, I think this fellow here is from the Democratic Underground website. Truth is All, and he's from Florida. Welcome to the program.
Thanks a lot, Guy.
Glad to have you with us this evening. What's on your mind, my friend?
Well, Guy, one of the big topics that we've been talking about here at Democratic Underground, I'm sure you're aware of, is the need for a voter-verified paper trail on these touchscreen computers. And I know that there's been a lot of discussion about it. Bev Harris has been very active in trying to get to the bottom of, you know, what's been going on with Diebold and those other manufacturers, those Republican companies which are making these touchscreen computers. And I have a simple question. If Diebold, which makes ATMs, will provide a paper trail or a receipt when you go to your ATM, what is the reason why they won't do the same thing when we get on a touchscreen computer to vote? And that's my simple question.
Very simple question. There ought to be a very simple answer, don't you think?
I would think so.
But that very simple answer has not been forthcoming from any of the people at Diebold that I can see. They're out of Canton, Ohio, I believe. They've got one of the biggest contributors to the Bush campaign, W.R. Timken, the major stockholder in the Timken Roller Bearing Company. He is on their board of directors, and, of course, the other gentleman that runs the company is as big a Bush supporter as there could ever be, promised recently. I believe he was at Georgie's little barbecue he had down in Texas recently, and he promised to get as many dollars and votes to George Bush as possible, and this is a company that's selling voting machines to the state of Ohio and many other states. It's criminal. It really is, and God only knows what those people will do with those machines. I've never been a conspiracy theorist whatsoever, but you mentioned Bev Harris. Bev Harris has kind of led an effort to check out these machines. They're very definitely able to be hacked. We know that now because they had a test recently. They, not being a techie myself, they tell me they're easily hacked. Is that what you've heard?
Yes, that's what I've heard. And, I've been a programmer for many years. I wouldn't know how to hack the machine myself. That's not my area. But from what I understand, the effort that has gone in to analyzing these machines, especially at Johns Hopkins, it makes it very clear that they can easily be hacked. In fact, we've challenged, or some people at Democratic Underground, Dem activists, has challenged Georgia officials to show that the machine can be hacked. And unfortunately, the officials of Diebold and the Georgia election officials have decided that, they're not going to give us an opportunity to show that we can hack these machines. So obviously they can be hacked, and I think that especially based on what has happened in the last election in 2002 in Georgia, where the polls were completely turned around in a matter of just a couple of days, I think that that's something that doesn't smell too good. And I hope we're not in a situation come 2004 when we have Bush on the run that we find that the same thing happens nationwide.
Well, there was a time. There was a time when I would never, ever have accused the other party of wanting to do something like that. But with this gang, and I've said many times, I believe history will show that this administration is the most corrupt administration that there ever been in the history of this country. I believe that to my very soul. And let's be fair about this. Let's ask our friends across the aisle this question. If you are a Republican, if you're a conservative, and you're listening to my voice right now, how would you like it if Ted Kennedy and John Kerry, for example, were on the board and owned a voting machine company and were going to sell the machines to your state? How would you like that? It's wrong. It's just wrong. I don't care which side of the aisle you're on. This is wrong. No paper trail. Oh, good God. It scares me. And, you know, that is our most precious right, is our right to vote. And the idea that that can be taken away from us, can be stolen away from us in the dead of night without us even knowing, with no paper trail, that's a horrendous thought. It really is. We got to stay on top of this, don't we?
I believe we do. I really do. And I feel essentially the same way. No one would have imagined back in 2000 when they started the recount, and, of course, it never was completed. We had no idea the corruption that existed in Florida and how the votes were, how 55,000 blacks were disenfranchised from voting. We had no idea until Greg Palast came through and showed us exactly what went on. Now, in light of all that's happened, I think we could expect the worst.
I think you're right. And I heard somebody on one of my favorite websites recently. I saw where somebody posted a thread that said, when did you realize that it was over? When did you realize that the vote, the election had been stolen? I heard 2 days, and I suppose a lot of people did, but 2 days before that mob went and started beating down the doors of the election board over on the east coast of Florida, 2 days before that happened, I heard from Washington, from people I know, that they were rounding at Tom DeLay's office, were rounding up that gang. They were members of his office and other staffers, congressional staffers. I heard that that gang was being rounded up and flown to Florida, and I knew right then that the ball game was over.
Yeah.
They'll go to any length. I don't trust them a bit. I'm sorry that I have to feel that way. I feel terrible that I feel that way, but that's how it is. Thanks so much for your call. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
We've got Annabelle from Wisconsin on the line. Or
Hello?
Do we? Yes, Annabelle, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
Glad to have you with us.
It's really great to hear you on prime time instead of just Saturday afternoons.
Hey, it's good to be here.
I was real interested to hear that you were talking about how much money this is costing, this fiasco that's going on in Iraq, because it's just been reported over the last couple of days that now Bush wants to ask Congress for up to $70 billion more.
A billion here, a billion there, pretty soon you're talking about real money.
Yeah, and as you were saying, where is this money coming from? We have a lot of things in this country that we need to take care of, and throwing good money after bad is not going to help what's happening in Iraq. And the fact that he's coming back and he's going to ask for all of this extra money after they've been stonewalling for months, every time they were asked, well, what kind of numbers are we looking at? Do you have some kind of preliminary figures for a budget? Wolfowitz would sit in front of congressional committees with a straight face and say, oh, no, we haven't even thought about that. You know, these are the master planners. These are the wise men who are running our foreign policy. No, we don't have any idea how much it's going to cost. We haven't even talked about it. We don't know.
These guys, you know, they're supposed to be the masters of this PNAC group, Progress for New American Century. You got Richard Pearl and Wolfowitz and Jeb Bush and the whole cabal involved in that. They planned this war for a good many years. You would have thought they had some idea of what to do when it was over with, but obviously they're clueless, absolutely clueless.
It's absolutely amazing. The only thing I can think of is that they believed their own nonsense about crowds of Iraqis running out in the streets and throwing flowers at us. They must have actually believed this.
Yeah, they're throwing flowers, all right. They're throwing flowers. I saw an interview with an Iraqi doctor the other day who held a child. It's hard to put in his arms that had just died for the lack of proper medication. And he knew that Rumsfeld was coming, and he said if he saw Rumsfeld face to face, he would kill him. This is a doctor, a man that heals people with that kind of malice in his heart because of what's going on over there. Children dying, civilians dying, thousands of civilians have died in Iraq. And you're right, these people had no clue what to do, which proves once again that the money was the issue. Follow the money, the oil, the Bechtel, Halliburton, you know, all this money. Follow the money. That's what's going on, plain and simple. That's all it's about.
Yeah, and there was another story that I read today, and I was looking for it, and I couldn't find it, but it was just so typical. I had to laugh to myself. An Iraqi company bid $30 million to build a bridge. they were turned down in favor of an American company that had bid just an astronomical amount.
Yeah, it was $300,000 the Iraqi company said they'd fix it for, and the American company came in and got the job for $50
million. Okay, that's what I knew. It was
yes.
Three with 300,000, zeros after it.
Yeah, $300,000. This was a group of engineers and architects in Iraq, and it went up to $50 million. So, hey, we've got to pause for a break. Annabelle, thank you so much for calling. We'll be back right after this break. Stay tuned to IE America.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places, a ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Oh, good. John Poindexter is gone. I hope that someone wrapped him gently in a warm blanket and took him away, far, far away, to some quiet place where professionals can soothe his raging right-wing demons and where he can do no more harm. Poindexter is the convicted felon from the Reagan White House who, for some bizarre reason, was brought back into play by the Bush-Cheney-Rumsfeld axis of imperial weirdness. He was given a Pentagon office, staff, lots of money, and, scariest of all, real power. In service to the Bushites, he became the maniacal Dr. Strangelove of the Pentagon. Poindexter was the Orwellian lunatic behind TIA, the super snooper total information awareness computer program designed to compile detailed dossiers on all of us. More recently, his little shop of horrors produced PAM, the policy analysis market that would have created a federal betting parlor on terrorism. It was to be the Pentagon's own futures trading market, only instead of speculating on the future price of pork bellies, investors worldwide would have been able to gamble on the likelihood that, say, Israel's prime minister would be assassinated, or that the Turkish parliament would be bombed. Luckily, public outrage has curtailed this guy's TIA program, shut down his PAM scam, and ultimately forced him to resign. So we can all have a good laugh and rest easy now, right? This is Jim Hightower saying, not so fast. Where were the higher-ups? His ideas were so jaw-droppingly stupid that some quasi-sane superior should have stepped in and said, no, John, no. Yet Rumsfeld's Pentagon, Bush's White House, and Congress all authorized millions of our tax dollars for his whacked-out schemes. Poindexter's gone, but the kookiness runs all the way to the top.
We're back.
It's the Mike Malloy Show with special guest host Guy James. Give Guy a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Guy.
Hey, back with you. We've got a caller on the line. We've got David on the line. David, welcome to the program.
Yeah, how are you, Guy? I've never talked to you before, but I expect you've got some real fans. Hey, you know, I was particularly interested in the call from Ohio. There was a fella talking about the economy out there. I'm not sure if he's familiar with Representative Tom Portman out there. He's from the 2nd District out there. Earlier this week, when I think about it, it was a rebroadcast from July 17th. This was on C-SPAN, and they were doing a hearing on misuse of government funds. And they had the General Accounting Office on, and they were, you know, obviously a misuse of government funds. So you could really get into some special discussions there. And the only thing that the Republicans could find to talk about for misuse of government funds, and this Rob Portman, boy, he was jumping in on it.
I think he's from Columbus, Ohio.
Is he? Okay. Yeah. And then Representative Jim McCreary, who's the 4th District of Louisiana, both of them Republicans, they wanted to develop an electronic payment plan for sales tax. In other words, that the IRS would be able to tax small businesses daily and make sure that they got their money at the instant the sale went through. And this was their plan, apparently, on taking care of the budget deficit or anything like that. So, you know, if anybody out there is listening from Louisiana or from Ohio, you'll get a real good idea of where your Republicans, what they really think about small business.
That's quite a concept there. That really is.
Oh, I know. It's just creepy beyond belief. And now you were also talking about, censored stories. There's one that's been floating around. The CIA was accused of doing a huge bank heist. Apparently, just before the U.S. troops crossed the border into Iraq, the CIA and a bunch of others essentially did a hacking of the Bank of Iraq and looted it to the tune of about $10 billion. At least $10 billion that people know of. And apparently it's well established that this happened. And this is big in the French press. Yet, gosh darn it, Fox is just not talking about this. So, we've got some major bank thieves. Who is it? Chalabi, our so-called president of Iraq that
right.
is,
what a guy.
Been courting. This guy is a bank robber.
Yeah,
he was convicted in Jordan. He had to be smuggled out of Jordan under, as a bank robber. He was due for prison, and he just didn't show up. He was smuggled out, and now he's our prized, baby boy.
Oh, you might know a guy like Chalabi would end up with the likes of Rumsfeld and Cheney, don't you know?
Well, there you go. And as a matter of fact, I think aren't they now trying to pin the weapons of mass destruction story on him, right? So, he was the informed figure. And, by the way, I guess a lot of people in America don't realize it, but most people, I think it's something like 60% of the people in Great Britain believe that Tony Blair had something to do with the death of David Kelly, the nuclear or the weapons control scientist that strangely died while Tony Blair was giving a speech to the U.S. Congress. So, it's kind of like the JFK thing. How come they never put all of these people in prison? So, obviously there's some very strange stuff going on a very big scale. And in terms of censored stories, there's a couple just... Oh, I happen to note another one.
We got about 30 seconds to a hard break.
Oh, sure, no trouble. The biggest one is the gold and the banking. Obviously the financing of wars has to do with the blank check. That in an emergency you got to have a blank check to give Congress, and these financiers love that.
Blank checks, you betcha. Hey, thanks very much for the call, David. Call us again. We'll be on. We got a couple more days coming up. Hey, you're listening to Guy James sitting in for Mike Malloy on the IE America Network. back in just a couple of minutes.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
The demand for groundwater in parts of the United States is so high that it pushes the limits of the country's largest aquifer. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. The Ogallala Aquifer is the largest single reserve of groundwater in North America. It's a giant wet layer of sand and rocks that spans 8 states from South Dakota to Texas. The aquifer is essential for irrigating farms across much of that region, but this sandy sponge has its limits. Jim Gakey is a research hydrogeologist at the University of Nebraska. He studies the Ogallala Aquifer, and he says people are still unsure about its exact volume. The last study of it showed that the water tables vary from place to place. It also found that pumping for irrigation could seriously deplete parts of the aquifer, and Nebraska is at risk.
We have areas of decline, but we also have areas where the water tables have come up. One of the things that the High Plains Ogallala study did was try and predict what would happen with continued levels of development into the future. And they basically made some projections from 1980 to the year 2020. And they were very, very dire.
Gakey says the groundwater situation in Nebraska right now is not too bad, but he says Texas is an example of how seriously the groundwater can run down. Its share of the Ogallala Aquifer has declined by 70% since the aquifer was first tapped more than 100 years ago. Gakey says part of that is due to high demand for water for farming. Texas has a long growing season, so people pump water for longer periods to grow crops. Gakey says more research is still needed to determine the actual limits of the Ogallala Aquifer. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
Animal Talk. Not your father's radio show about animals.
Welcome to Lifestyles of the Wet and Stinky. We're looking at fishy fat cats and wealthy crustaceans. This is Bloodsucking Leech here, sending you algae-covered wishes and caviar-laying dreams.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush with a helpful hint to resist the wicked and shameful addiction that causes some of our otherwise mentally healthy citizens to tune into the Mike Malloy Show weeknights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I suggest that you recovering Malloy listeners spend these 3 hours simply standing in your yards, saluting the flags on your houses, apartments, or trailers, or whatever you little people live in. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
The Mike Malloy Show with special guest host Guy James. Give Guy a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Guy.
Guy James back with you, setting in for Mike Malloy tonight. Hope you're not too disappointed. We're doing our best. Tough pair of shoes to fill, you know, Mike Malloy. One of the very best in the business, and we hope he's having a good time on his vacation. We're going to be here Monday and Tuesday evening as well. They're going to have some special 9/11 programming on next week, and I want you all to go to the IEAmericaRadio.com website and check out the new section there on 9/11. You'll like what you see there, and it's very, very interesting. We've got a caller. We got Brandon on the line right now. Brandon, welcome to the program. What's on your mind this evening, my friend?
Hey, Guy. How you doing?
Good.
All right. Well, just a couple of things, real basic stuff. First off, I just want to say I think it's great that you're getting a chance to be on Mike Malloy's show, filling in for him. I'm a proud member of Democratic Underground and have been hearing about your show for I don't know how long. So just
well, good. I'm glad you finally hooked up with us here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I listen to you quite often on Saturday afternoons. And,
good.
I'm glad that you're finally getting the audience that you deserve. Not that, you know, I want you to replace Mike Malloy, because God knows we need both of you, but...
That's right.
But just one thing, and sort of noticed this, was sitting on my desk and kind of looked over. I think everybody has seen those office, you know, pictures that hang in corporate offices, the successories ones that have all the, you know, the inspirational stuff. And I happen to have one on my desk that is a mock-up of one of those that I think fits the Bush administration the best. It's a picture of the Leaning Tower of Pisa, and it says, mediocrity. It takes a lot less time, and most people won't notice the difference until it's too late. And I just think that is absolutely perfect.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I tuned in to Malloy's show and heard that you were on and said, you know, just got a call and give the guy some, you know, some credit, give a little bit of boost, and keep going.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you called. Give us a call Monday or Tuesday night. We're going to be right here again. Of course, we're going to have our regular Saturday afternoon.
Landed on listening.
Tomorrow, and we'll get out some more good information for you. That's what this show is all about.
Hey, great.
Hey, we are not fair and balanced on this show. Make no claim to be fair and balanced. We are liberal. We are Democrat. And that's what this program is all about, to get out that message. And we believe it to be the correct message for the American populace. How long is it going to take before some of you really hardcore people wake up? What's it going to take? We've lost 3 million jobs. People out, and that's, you know, there's a lot of people who have given up looking for a job right now. Even a lot of high-tech jobs are leaving the country. White-collar jobs are starting to leave the country. The Bush administration has now, in numbers, lost more jobs. Let this sink into your head, some of you older folks. Lost more jobs than Herbert Hoover. Does that ring a bell? Herbert Hoover, the all-time champion of hard times here in the United States, the Bush administration has now lost more jobs in numbers than the Herbert Hoover administration. that's a pretty sorry record, a very, very sorry record. I want to issue the challenge again. Once again, I want to issue the challenge I always issue on every program I'm on. I want any of my Republican conservative friends to call in and tell me anything positive George Bush has done in his public life. Okay? Anything positive. Has he got any academic awards I don't know about? Has he got any public speaking awards I don't know about? Maybe there's been some great economic benefits he's put forth for the people of the United States that I don't know about. Maybe some special parenting skills I don't know about. Maybe business skills that I don't know, maybe I don't know about. Maybe he's had some business successes before he became president that I don't know about that you'd like to let us know about. Or, how about this? Call us in and let us know about successes he had being the governor of Texas. Maybe you want to let us know. Maybe you want to let us know about his record on his good EPA record in Texas about you know, pollution, what he's done there. Maybe you want to let us know about the great schools in Texas. Let me know. Let me know about the positive achievements of George W. Bush. I challenge you. And, of course, I make that challenge with a lot of confidence because I know damn well that you know damn well there's nothing you can say in this man's behalf. Some of you got to call in and say, oh, he's a good Christian man. Good Christian man, my behind. A good Christian man doesn't behave the way he does. A good Christian man does not send our national treasure, our young men and women, to their death on the basis of a damned lie. A good Christian man would not do that. A good Christian man wouldn't even dream of doing that. Do you understand what's going on now? First, it was a regime change. We had to get rid of Saddam Hussein. Then it was weapons of mass destruction that was an imminent danger to the people of the United States. And after we got in there and couldn't find anything, he said, well, now we know he had a program of weapons of mass destruction. We didn't find anything, but we know he had a program. And now this week, but to cap it all off, and let me ask you, some of my friends on the other side of the aisle, how stupid can you be? How utterly stupid can you possibly be to believe these people? When this week it came out, and John Bolton, the Undersecretary of State, John Bolton, Undersecretary of State for Arms Control, said the issue, and I'm quoting him here, listen to this, the issue I think has been the capability that Iraq sought to have. Now, the reason we went to war is because they were thinking about having weapons of mass destruction, another program, after they got rid of all the old ones. You know, I had Scott Ritter on one of my programs recently. Nobody in a better position to know about the weapons of mass destruction says they're not there. Said they'll look from now till hell freezes over, and they won't find them. They're not there. We've got a caller on the line. Welcome to the program.
Hello?
We've got somebody from Santa Fe. Sorry, I missed the name.
The name is number 12.
Number 12. Well, no wonder I didn't remember the name. Welcome to the program.
I can honestly say that I don't really like any politician, including George Bush, and I lump him together with Bill Clinton and all the rest of them. I don't really care about them. I think an inherent quality of being a politician is having a slime coating on you. One thing I must say, since I am a Second Amendment supporter, is he has refused to bring up for renewal Clinton's demagoguery, whatever tense of that word you want to use, Clinton's worthless gun ban. I think that back in 1994 when he passed that crime bill, when he coined that term, assault weapons ban, I think that thing needs to sunset because it is worthless and is nothing more than a demonization of anybody who lawfully owns a gun in this country. So that is one thing I agree with the Bush administration on, is letting that worthless gun ban sunset.
What, on assault weapons?
What's an assault weapon? According to Dianne Feinstein, assault weapon is a duck shotgun. Therefore, I don't even agree with the terminology of the liberals when it comes to what they call an assault weapon, because basically they want to call anything that shoots a bullet out of it an assault weapon, including a five-shot duck shotgun. Therefore, I don't even agree with the terminology. There are no assault weapons. There are no automatic rifles, and there have been no automatic rifles available for civilian ownership since 1934. So it's
they're selling multiple round guns at every gun show.
Sure, they have, but there's no automatic weapons there unless you give up in order to get an automatic weapon in this country, you have to fill out the same kind of paperwork and give up the same freedoms as you would in order to get a grenade launcher or an anti-aircraft gun or a silencer. There are no automatic weapons readily available for civilian ownership, and that is something that the gun banners have tried to pawn off and confuse people with. They try to confuse semi-automatics with automatics. Big difference. But that was one of the inherent things that caused the assault weapons ban to pass. And it is based on a lie. It is worthless. It has not done anything to reduce crime, and it needs to sunset. A semi-automatic rifle is nothing more than a 30-06 Remington. You know, an AK-47 assault rifle in semi-automatic form is the same thing as a Ruger ranch rifle. So basically, it's a lie. It needs to sunset. That's one thing I agree with the Bush administration.
How many rounds can you put in that AK-47?
One. 10, one. 30. Depends how many magazines you own. If you have 30 10-round magazines, which, according to Dianne Feinstein, 10-round magazines are okay. So if I own 30 10-round magazines, I can put 300 rounds through it, right?
Yeah, all
and
kinds
10
of
10 at a time. An AK-47 is nothing more than a semi-automatic rifle, just like a Ruger ranch rifle is. But according to the gun banners, they want you to, you know, if you ask anybody what an AK-47 is, they're not going to be able to even answer that question. It's just a semi-automatic rifle made or designed in Russia. That's all it is.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, well, thanks for your opinion on that. I appreciate it. I'm not a gun or weapons expert. Never have been. Although I'm a country boy, born and raised in the country. Never was a big hunter. Never really cared that much all about it. I don't want assault weapons in people's hands, and I know there have been excesses on that, but it's not an issue that has me all hot and bothered. Thank you for your call. We've got another caller on the line right now. I think we do. No, we don't. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how you doing? My name's Levi. I'm calling from Georgia.
Yes, Levi.
Yeah, I consider myself a fairly conservative person, and but my question I always have for a lot of my Democrat or liberal friends is, why should I vote for a Democrat? I hear a lot of demagoguery, just pretty much the same stuff I heard from the Republicans back during Clinton, anti-Clinton stuff. And watching the debate last night, pretty much all you saw was anti-Bush. Well, I'd like to be for something and not against something.
All right.
What? Give me something to be for.
All right. Tell me what one single thing. Let's talk about parties here right now. Tell me all the times the minimum wage has been raised. Who has been in power? Who has voted against the minimum wage every time it's come up? Who's
Republicans?
Huh?
Republicans.
The Republicans. That's right. So in order to get the minimum wage up to a livable area, you would have to agree that Democrats need to be in the power, since the Republicans have opposed every raise that's come up, wouldn't you?
That's true.
Jobs.
That's great.
Bill Clinton's administration made 21 million new jobs. We're currently 3 million in the hole right now. Would you not agree that Democrats, in fact, since the 1920s, it's been proven that Democrats have created three times more jobs than Republicans. Wouldn't you think that was a good thing?
See, I just don't believe that the government is producing the jobs. I believe that industries are creating those jobs.
That's right, but the conditions have to be right. And who's made the conditions
right?
Let me ask you a question. Do you think it's a coincidence that Franklin Roosevelt came into office with unemployment at 23%, and when Harry Truman left 20 years later, it was down to 2.5%? Do you think it's a coincidence?
Yes, it has nothing to do with World War II.
All right. Do you think it's a coincidence that Truman took it to 2.5%, and when Eisenhower left, it was 6.5%? Is that a coincidence? Is it a coincidence that LBJ and Kennedy took that 6.5% down to 3.5%? Is it a coincidence when Bill Clinton took office, it was 7.5% and took it down to 3.9%, and now it's back up to 6.4%? Is that all a coincidence?
What did Clinton do? What specifically did he do?
No, you can sit there and ask, what did Clinton do all day long? I'm telling you.
Then what is Bush
I'm telling
doing
you that the Democrats,
jobs?
The Democrats who have been in office, have made conditions proper.
Prove to me it's not a coincidence. Then.
You're so full of it that you don't know what you're even talking about. Prove to you. You know, I'm not going to sit here and prove a negative to you. You know, you're just plain. You're not asking the right questions.
What is Bush doing away to take away the jobs then? What are you doing to take away the jobs?
You know, here's a guy that's got a head as thick as a brick wall. You can't see it in front of your face, can you, what's going on?
Then what are you doing to take away the jobs?
Did Bush say the tax... Let me ask you a question. Did Bush not say that the tax cut would spur the economy on and get us jobs? Didn't he say that? Huh? Did he? You're damn right he did. Has it had any effect? None whatsoever. None. The fat cats got the money once again, and the poor people in the middle class got the shaft, like they always do. You can't name me one thing. You cannot name me one thing a Republican administration has done for the working man of this country. Nothing. Nothing whatsoever. Next caller. Do we have another caller on the line?
Yes, Kathy.
We got Kathy on the line. Kathy, welcome to the program.
Hi, Guy. How are you?
Glad to have you with us this evening.
Geez, it's funny because your previous caller was talking about unemployment. I've been unemployed twice in the last year. I've never been unemployed in my life, and I'm pushing 40.
Just a coincidence, though.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I was never unemployed, for those 8 years under Clinton.
Yeah. It's useless to talk to people like that last caller because you could give him all the facts in the world, and he would sit there and not believe it.
Well,
stick his fingers in his ears and go, nyeh, 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 nyeh. I mean, that's what people like that do.
And the irony is, you probably know people that are unemployed or have been touched by unemployment. I mean, he's from Georgia, and they had a big high-tech economy that went bust a couple years ago. I mean, geez, you know, you figure he would get a clue after a while when he sees it probably affecting people he knows. But no.
Yeah.
But I was wondering, maybe you can explain this to me, but I'm not so... fluent in economics with regard to the fact that the unemployment rate just dropped 1/10 of a percent. However, they just cut 98,000 jobs from payroll in the same month. Now, how do they massage those statistics where they cut almost 100,000 jobs, yet the unemployment rate went down 0.1%?
Yeah. you heard the old saying, what, the figures lie and liars figure? They're doing a lot of massaging of the figures right now. Hey, you know, we're coming up to it. I just want to warn you ahead of time. We're coming up to a hard break. Can you hang on to it?
Absolutely.
After the break is over? I hate to cut you short. You know, you waited a while to talk to us this evening. I don't want to cut you short. But those figures, they ballyhooed that the figures were going to be down this past month, that there wouldn't be so many people unemployed. In fact, we outdid the July figures by quite a bit. Many more people lost their jobs in August than did in July, and yet we see them standing up crowing day in and day out about how this economy is recovering. I don't know anybody that's recovering, and we're going to be right back after this break, and you hang on. You're listening to IE American Network. Guy James filling in for Mike Malloy this evening. Hang on now.
Mom, Dad,
someone's going to try and get me to take drugs.
Want to do something about it?
You're going to have to make me tell you where I am and who I'm with every day. Don't like the sound of that?
Tough. You got to be the grown-up.
Kids with involved parents are less likely to try drugs. So ask them, who, what, where, when. Questions. They're the anti-drug.
Call 1-800-729-6686 for more information. Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears, good life, great price.
Hi, folks. Jesse Ventura here to talk to you about InPhone, the advanced, enhanced, totally modern directory assistance available all across this great country of ours. Just dial 888-411-1111, and the super-friendly operator will help you access phone numbers or movie times, even driving directions to the theater. So call InPhone at 888-411-1111 and tell them Governor Jesse sent you. InPhone, how can we help you?
Only 89 cents for any call up to 15 minutes. Only 5 cents a minute after that. Your first 5 calls are free.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't cutting it. I still had flakes and dry scalp. So I switched to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers. Doctor recommended Celsin Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff. Plus, it keeps my hair and scalp healthy and flake-free.
If you see flakes, try Celsin Blue. Celsin Blue Moisturizing Dandruff Shampoo.
I'm telling you, it really works.
Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue. Use as directed.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
Show.
Who's on the newsmaker line? George W.?
I thought maybe you could ask me some of them questions.
Oh, okay. In the past, it appeared that Kucinich supported the global gag rule that you have enforced. What's your position on that?
Vice President Cheney assures me that the gag rule is very important in case I say something stupid.
Oh. What do you have in mind for the Middle East and the situation in the Korean Peninsula?
Gonna kill him.
You're gonna kill him, okay.
Gonna kill him.
Are you interested in an in-depth inquiry into the missing weapons of mass destruction?
Weapons of mass production are there. We found 2 trailers. Now, my daddy has an Airstream, so I know about trailers.
Yeah.
And if they roll over on a little car or something, there's a lot of destruction there.
Yeah, I see. Ugly
weapon. They flip over in those desert winds.
Yeah.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Welcome back to the It's Not Your Fault You Didn't Know show. We're talking about the best way to spend your weekends, and we have two special guests right now. On the phone is the Terminator himself, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Arnold. And our other guest in the studio is George W. How are you today, Mr. Bush?
What's the matter?
Okay, all of our listeners want to know what you do on your weekends. Well, I'm here to tell you that you can listen to the best of left-of-center political talk radio on Sundays now on iAmerica Radio Network.
That's amazing.
George, your final words.
Stop it!
Thanks for joining us. Tune in tomorrow, same time. Have a nice day.
Just shut up!
The best of progressive talk radio can be heard on Sundays now on IE America Radio Network. For more information, call 1-800-397-8255 or go to IEAmericaRadio.com.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Back. It's the Mike Malloy Show with special guest host Guy James. Give Guy a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Guy.
And before we were interrupted, we had Kathy on the line. Kathy, are you still with us?
I'm still here, yeah.
All right. I didn't want to cut you too short. You waited a while. And go ahead and tell. You say you're unemployed right now?
Yes. I'm in high tech, needless to say. And I'm one of many people I know that have been unemployed at least once, some two or three times. Some have changed their career paths as a result. And I also have friends in financial services that are in the same boat. They're the two largest employers in the Northeast.
But, Kathy, the part you don't understand is this is a recovering economy.
Yeah, right.
It is.
I kind of plain spoken. I apologize.
Yeah, well, hey, Bush has said it's recovering. Cheney has said it's recovering. Rumsfeld has said it's recovering. They've all said it's recovering. So, who are you to dispute the word of this highly credible group of men in the administration?
Well, I think this administration is so out of touch with just the regular folks and also out of touch with entrepreneurs, because one of the things that they do is all their money and all their effort and all their policies go to benefit big business, the military-industrial complex, multinational corporations, versus really stimulating the economy, which is through small businesses, entrepreneurs, and your average Joes. Those are the people that are the backbone of the economy. And if you don't realize that that's the case, then we're doomed. We're doomed. It's a really horrible thing to think about. I might not ever have retirement. If I decide to have children, their lives are going to be completely different than mine was growing up. It's really, really scary. My parents are scared. They're like, I'm so glad. Like, I'm old now versus when you guys are getting old. I'm like, gee, Ma, thanks. But it's really true.
Well, I pity, and I hope we can turn things around. But I feel bad for young people right now.
I absolutely do,
especially
too.
Those are born of parents who are not rich, who can't send them off to private schools. Our schools are suffering. Our universities had to raise, so many of the universities across the nation had to raise fees so much this year, tuition going up. It was a tax shift. It wasn't a tax cut. They took the money out of the pockets of the middle class and the lower class and sent it right straight up where. Kathy, thank you so much for being with us here today.
Thanks, Guy.
We've got a couple of callers waiting. I hope you can hang on until after the top of the hour. We're going to have news here on IE America. I do want you all to go to the website, www.ieamericaradio.com, and take a look at the new 9/11 section that's on there. You're going to find that to be interesting. We're going to have special programming next week. I'm Guy James, sitting in for Mike Malloy this evening. You can visit my website as well, www.theguyjamesshow.com, so take a look at that, too. We'll be back after the news. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
That
that, Doug made his confession that he used hair color.
Yeah, I was expecting to make it the treatise of the last month. Aren't you guys sweet?
I would recommend sticking with one color, however. Each month, you'd have
I want to see you try the afro stuff.
Yeah, right. I'm going to do that.
I decided that it is not the color of the hair, but the head that it stuck to that's important.
On the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Picklesbush. It seems some of you are still listening to that Mike Malloy person at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Many chronic Malloy listeners have found it helpful to repeatedly snap a little rubber band against the soft flesh of their wrists when they feel the un-American urge to turn on the Mike Malloy Show. The pain is only temporary, but it is nothing compared to the everlasting furnaces of brimstone hell you will experience if you continue listening to the Mike Malloy Show. This is Laura Picklesbush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. A British bomb disposal expert has been killed in an ambush in Iraq. 53-year-old Ian Rommel was working for a charity removing mines. Suzanne Chislett has more.
The married father of three died after he and a bodyguard were attacked as they drove along a main road near the northern city of Mosul. The locally employed bodyguard was left seriously injured. Mr. Rommel, who was working for the British-based Mines Advisory Group, was in a vehicle clearly labelled with his charity's logo, and the attack has renewed fears about security issues in Iraq. MAG has been in the country without interruption for more than a decade and employs 700 staff. It's one of the few international aid agencies that stayed in Iraq throughout the conflict. But the charity now says it's reviewing that strategy. Suzanne Chislett, London.
Shiite worshippers attended Friday prayers today at the holy shrine of Imam Ali in Najaf. Just 1 week ago today, the top Shiite cleric Muhammad Bakir al-Hakim was killed by a car bomb there. Before going into the mosque for the first time since the attack, worshippers kissed the bloody floor where Hakim's body was found. The explosion claimed the lives of more than 80 people.
If you're losing your hair, then I have great news for you. Now you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Announcing Hair Advantage, the world's most advanced hair regrowth system that will reverse baldness, fill in embarrassing bald spots, and regrow up to twice as much new hair, guaranteed. The secret of Hair Advantage lies in a recent medical discovery that showed 95% of all hair loss was due to the body's overproduction of DHT. Hair Advantage stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle as it starts regrowing new hair in balding areas. Hair Advantage contains a patent active ingredient that was approved by the FDA for hair regrowth. In clinical studies, the majority of people regrew their hair, with almost half experiencing dense hair regrowth. So call now for your risk-free trial, and you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Hair Advantage is safe, clinically proven, and effective on virtually everyone. Call toll-free 1-800-213-4495. That's 1-800-213-4495. 1-800-213-4495.
It'll be a stormy weekend for much of the state of Florida. South Florida is expected to feel residual effects from Tropical Storm Henri as it moves slowly along the eastern seaboard. Bob Ebov, the National Weather Service, explains what South Floridans may experience.
Any additional rains, especially heavy rains, could potentially cause minor flooding of some of the poor drainage roadways.
Forecasters say Hurricane Fabian will not affect South Florida, although is expected to blow through the island of Bermuda. Defense attorneys for Terry Nichols are back in court today trying to prove their client can't get a fair trial on murder charges connected to the Oklahoma City bombing. They say the sheer amount of publicity about the case in Oklahoma will make finding a fair and impartial jury impossible. Dr. Edward Bronson, a college professor who studies the effects of pretrial publicity on potential jurors, testified today that news coverage of the bombing has demonized Nichols. Bronson also conducted a survey in Oklahoma County and other counties in the state where potential jurors may be called. He said the results showed most people thought Nichols was definitely or probably guilty. More than half said they thought Nichols should get the death penalty.
Whether you've got bald tires, a flat tire, old tires, or are just tired of looking at white walls, there's no better time to pick up a new set of Goodyear tires than during National Automotive Month at Sears Auto Center. Because Goodyear tires are all on sale. Kyhard Weather Handler Battery, worth $59.99 when you buy four Goodyear tires. Just bring in your old battery, and we'll exchange it free. but only during National Automotive Month and only at Sears Auto Center. Sears, good life, great price. Sale and free battery offer end 8/23. Find us online at Sears.com or America Online, keyword Sears.
Kobe Bryant's defense team has asked a judge to conduct a hearing to decide whether the woman who has accused the Los Angeles Lakers star of rape has the right to keep her medical records private. Defense attorney Jeffrey Feiger says that using the medical records in court could turn into a nightmare for Kobe.
Rapists don't pick victims who are strong. Rapists pick victims who are weak. So if this woman, this victim, has a prior history of suicide, has a prior history of mental problems, that doesn't help Kobe's defense. That would make her even potentially more of a victim.
The records concern an emergency trip to a hospital. Attorneys for the hospital in Greeley, Colorado, say the woman has not waived her right to keep her medical records confidential. It was a down day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones slipped 85 points to 9503. The NASDAQ was down almost 11 to 1858. The S&P 500 was down 6 to 1021. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. On her way to Oz, Dorothy feared lions and tigers and bears. Oh, no! But they're child's play compared to critters who might homestead in your car. Oh, yes! When I come back, I'll name names. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those, too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. You think Noah had it rough managing all those beasts? At least he had an ark, but some of them might hole up in your car. According to Pennzoil's survey of 16,000 auto technicians, culprits for some repairs were furry, feathery, or scaly, like chickens trapped in air filters, squirrel nests in the AC, snakes wrapped around brake rotors, and rats storing dog food in exhaust pipes. But wait, don't call the Pied Piper. Have your vehicle checked out regularly by a qualified technician. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
Special guest host Guy James. Give Guy a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937.
Hey, you better give us a call, and you better do it quick, too. We're winding down to the last hour of the show with some 51 minutes left in the program tonight. My, where does the time go? Guy James sitting in, and such a pleasure to sit in for a guy like Mike Malloy, I'll tell you. And producer Kathy Bay, they work so hard. They're off on a little vacation for a while, and we're more than happy to fill in for them. Here we are in the clutches of the compassionate conservatives. Let me ask you, did you ever hear of a compassionate liberal? Did you ever hear of anybody running as a compassionate liberal? Because we never had to say we were compassionate because it's just naturally there. We are, actually, if these are the compassionate conservatives, thank God we didn't get the other ones, whoever they are. If these are the compassionate ones, oh, baby, we're damn lucky we got these instead of the tough ones. If we'd gotten that other bunch to run the country, they'd probably have us in a trumped-up war by now as their rich corporate buddies looted the national treasury, you suppose? Yeah. These people know all about looting the national treasury. They really do. Of course, they're doing God's work. They want all the fundies. You know what fundies are, don't you? They're the fundamentalist Christians who are certainly behind George W. Bush. I don't care what he does. I don't care what the man does. They're behind him because God chose George W. Bush to be president of the United States. God himself intervened and caused those hanging chads and those dimpled ballots over there. Actually had one of them write me a letter and tell me that recently, that George W. Bush has been chosen by God. Of course, a lot of the fundies do believe that. But I actually had one write a letter and say God inspired those hanging chads and dimpled ballots and all that so that George W. Bush could get put on his throne. And exactly that is the way he looks at it. We've got Pat on the line. Pat, welcome to the program. Glad to have you with us this evening.
How are you doing? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go right ahead, my friend.
Well, yeah, let's see. Well, let's go back to some old business. Rob Portman, he's not an interesting guy to talk about, but I did hear about him on your show tonight.
Yeah, he's from. Isn't he from Columbus?
Actually, Cincinnati.
Oh, is he? Okay. They used to have a guy on the city council in Columbus. It was M.B. Portman, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rob was appointed to Congress at the Cincinnati Camargo Country Club, oh, I guess about 12 years ago. And it's a really nice country club. I think if you have about $35,000 a year, and listen, there's no Jewish blood, is there, in your past? Okay, well, anyway, if you're a good, you know, like I say, a WASP, and you got about 30, probably about 40 grand now a year, you can belong to this country club in Cincinnati. And he was appointed there. They said, here's your next congressman. And that's pretty much how it goes in the 2nd District. So, I mean, there's some liberals talk about this idea of representative. Like, that phrase isn't used too much around here, you know.
Around where?
Around Cincinnati.
Oh, Cincinnati is the bastion of Republican politics.
It is.
It is. You've got the Taft family from here back to the beginning of the last century, all from Cincinnati, Ohio. I don't think anybody, it's very rare a Democrat ever got elected in Cincinnati.
I think we're the only urban area that carried Bush in the election. Urban's the key word there.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
And I might add, Cincinnati, out of all the places in the United States, I read this week that Cincinnati was 2nd on money raised for the Republicans.
Yeah, it is. But a lot of us that are making low wages actually kind of contributed to that, too, in our own indirect way. Back to this guy that was calling about, and you were bringing up these different presidents that, you know, that brought us prosperity and different things. I'd like to just tell you a real quick story about my dad. Now, he was born under the, when Calvin Coolidge was president. And Calvin Coolidge was, he had the philosophy that America's business is business. Remember that? Well, by the time, during the Depression, I think my dad was, just getting out of high school after Hoover and the free market had run things into the ground. And he had to quit high school. And he went to New York City to work. He lives in upstate New York. Okay, I'll race through the story now. That's his experience with Republicans. Okay, this is why my dad's a Democrat. Now, my dad was a war hero in World War II, and he came back. And now, I want a quick quote from Ronald Reagan. No government ever taxed itself into prosperity. But there's a tax shift, like you mentioned, and that's a really good term. Now, Roosevelt had a thing called the GI Bill. And my dad was able to get a house that we grew up in at 4% interest and live in the suburbs, have a nice house. My dad was able to go to school, again, on the GI Bill. And a lot of other guys, about 11 million veterans from World War II, created an economy that was so great, not even Eisenhower could screw it up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's so many examples of it. It's not even, I mean, you just got to look at history.
It's, you know, and you hear the word, I hear the word all the time, well, it's just a coincidence that Clinton had this wild economy while he was in. Just a coincidence through the last 50 or 60 years that it's been the Democratic administrations that have prospered. I'm really tired of hearing about it. I really am. But, you know, I guess that's something we're going to have to live with. But, you know, stop and think. Someone stop and think. Think about this administration right now. No one, and I mean no one, can name a single front on which today's Republicans have shown even the slightest competence. They don't know how to manage an economy. They've proven that. They sure don't know how to balance a budget. Isn't it funny how balanced budgets were absolutely necessary when Clinton was in, and if things weren't balanced, it was like, oh, my God, what are we going to do by the Republicans? But now that we've got, they're talking about $500 billion deficit, that's okay. The Republicans have no idea how to create jobs. They do have a good idea how to make them disappear, however. They've done nothing to protect the air we breathe and the water we drink, and if anything, they've done damage to those resources. And it turns out now, and here's the ironic thing about it all, it turns out now that they don't know how to do the one thing that they spent the last 50 years bragging to Americans that they and only they knew how to do, and that's fight a war. And it turns out that their level of expertise on that's been almost zero right now.
Well, I guess, like I say, it's a whole other subject, but I do blame the media. I mean, let me just give you two great examples. When was it, 20-something years ago when Reagan was president, he's over in Europe, and he gave a speech talking about landing on Normandy. And, you know, I mean, Reagan, like, what, did he ever leave Hollywood during the war, you know? And you could say some idiotic thing like that. And instead of saying he's a liar or whatever, I guess he didn't mean it. He's a likable guy. And here's your presidential candidates. Now, I'm not any great fan of Kerry's, but I like the guy. Here's a guy that's been decorated with every medal you can imagine. He's a traitor, okay? Here's a president that's AWOL, and they're making up this G.I. Joe doll, right?
Yeah. They'll sell them, too.
Go figure.
The fundies will fall over themselves buying those. Going back in 82 or 83, I believe it was, Reagan told, I'm trying to think who it was, the visiting Israeli prime minister, Isaac Shamir, that he'd served as a photographer. Now, this is Reagan talking. He's telling Shamir that he was a photographer in a U.S. Army unit assigned to film Nazi death camps. He repeated the story then to Simon Wiesenthal. Remember Simon Wiesenthal, the Nazi hunter? Reagan tells him this story the following February. Reagan never visited or filmed a concentration camp. In fact, he spent the entire World War II in Hollywood making training films with the first motion picture unit of the Army Air Corps. Never. And yet he stood there and told that story. Amazing.
Yeah, it's really amazing.
Was that a little fib? Imagine if Bill Clinton told that story. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know, or Al Gore or somebody. But, yeah, it's sad. But like I say, I mean, most folks around these parts just do what they're told, and that's what the Republicans know how to do. You know, you repeat something. You know, see, now to get your show, I've got to get on the Internet, shut the phones down, go up in a little room, and then I can reach another piece of information that you would never hear in this town. There is no discouraging word. There's not even, we've got Clear Channel owns 7 out of the 12 radio and TV stations. You know, so I mean, like I say, there's nothing but this one point of view that you know, it's refreshing to hear a different point of view.
Hey, thanks so much for calling the program.
Sure.
I do appreciate it so very much. We've got Brian on the Mary. We got Mary on the line right now.
Okay.
Mary, welcome to the program. What's on your mind this evening?
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, go right ahead.
My name is Mary.
Yes, Mary.
I have a son in Iraq.
Yes. Go ahead, please.
I have a son in Iraq, and I just wanted to tell y'all, please, watch out for him and pray for him, because that's all I do.
I guess that's enough said, isn't it? There you have it. There you have the reason that we fought so hard not to go to this war. There you have the reason that we feel so bad today that our young men and women are over there
suffering. Listen to me. My child has a family that loves him too.
Yes.
In Kentucky. I mean, Fort Campbell, Kentucky.
Fort Campbell.
Fort Campbell, Kentucky. They love him too. His little girl was just born in February. When he get back here, she'll be a year old. And I'm trying to tell y'all, whoever listen to me, please. You don't understand. We got a child there. I raised my child to be a good person. And this is too much for them to die over young in some land that they don't know about. Every day I get scared. I just wanted to tell y'all that.
Mary, I thank you for calling. No one could put it better than you have. Where our prayers are with you. We hope to have them all home. Thank you so much for calling. We got a break coming up right now. I don't know what better testimony you can hear than that right there. That's the reason. We've got to get this over with. We've got to do the right thing and get these young men and women back home. And yet we were called traitors for not wanting to go over. We'll be back right after this break. You're listening to the IE America Network. Stay with us, please.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Now, everything you need for successful estate planning comes in one package. The new Master Estate Kit is a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you'll get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims, court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free Family Legal Guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better. He's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimherr.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
Tom Hartman Show.
Gizmo's back on the line in Tucson, Arizona.
First off, I'd like to tell you I'm on Sirius Radio 145 Left, and say hi to my other trucker buddies out there that listen to you, Kodiak and James. And
great.
I pulled this 18-wheel car over to the side of the road to speak with you. I've read a couple articles that suggested that Bush Sr., had he gotten a second term, would have followed pretty much the same lines to go to war with Iraq. I'm wondering if there wasn't some kind of conspiracy all the way back to the 2000 election to get Junior in so he could go ahead and fulfill the plans designed for their father in his second term. I enjoy your program. You're very informative, and I've learned a lot from listening to you, and I appreciate your program, Tom, so keep it up.
Well, thank you, Gizmo. That's very kind of you, and thanks for pulling that 18-wheeler off to the side. I didn't realize you were driving a truck. That's remarkable.
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk. Not your father's radio program, take 48.
Tune in to Animal Talk this Sunday for Animal Celebrity Boxing.
Boxing kicks butt.
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
Yeah, what a cat.
And that dog on ice, Tanya Harding.
Yeah, that dog will fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Sunday.
Mike Malloy is rational and, you know, I mean, whatever.
You want me fired, too?
I mean, I hate the guy. And
you hate me?
True.
You hate me?
something on that says he's a great goof, liberal.
Goof?
Yeah, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network. The Mike Malloy Show with special guest host Guy James. Give Guy a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Guy.
Guy James here with you, and I'm assuming everybody here right now heard that previous caller, Mary. Did you hear that? Can there be a better case made of why these evil bastards in Washington, D.C. should have listened to the people of the United States, should have listened to the people of the entire world? That we should not have gone to war in Iraq. There were other ways to take care of Saddam Hussein than what we did. These miserable, lying bastards. There are countless cases. Countless Marys out there across this land tonight. Countless Marys across this land tonight. Did you hear the pain in that woman's voice? Did you hear the pain? Did you hear the concern for her son that's in Iraq? Of course, that's going to happen in any wartime, but this one was totally unnecessary. These people had the unmitigated gall. These money-grubbing, power-mad, evil, subhuman bastards went against all that's right and sent hundreds of thousands of our young men and women into terrible conditions. And for what? For what? They make my skin crawl. They make my skin crawl. They don't deserve to live in this country, let alone be running it. I've said it before and I'll say it again. This administration will go down in history as an evil, evil, corrupt bunch of people. Don't get me started on it. We've got a caller on the line right now. We've got Andrew. Andrew, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Guy, how you doing?
Good to be with you.
You know, I was listening earlier, and you said this lady had written you a letter saying that God had personally chosen George W. Bush. I find that kind of ironic because, in my mind, God isn't a money-grubbing, oil-hungry, greedy, nosy redneck.
That's what I was, I'm right with you, my friend.
You know, I mean, it's like three-fourths of this country is afraid to think for themselves. If they would actually stop and take the time to look at the situation this country's in, our economic is, economy's horrible, but yet we're going over there trotting across the ocean, spending billions of dollars a day telling other people how to live their lives. We're sticking our nose where it doesn't belong. We've been to Iraq, Afghanistan, Liberia, and he's just getting away with this crap, and he's doing it solely on the strength of 9/11 and Afghanistan.
Oh, and it's in your face too. They're making no attempt to hide anything. They're just going for it. They know the press is not going to do anything about it. Sadly, the Democrats in Congress didn't do a lot about it when they had the chance.
You know,
there's been no opposition.
It's crazy. You know,
it is.
The situation in this country is horrible. Nobody cares about the common man no more. 99% of the country's population is bowing down to rich people like him. And I can't understand it. And these people are going to end up leading us to World War III, and everything is going to be gone. And they do it in the name of the almighty dollar.
Well, and, you know, they claim to be Christian people, men of faith, and so forth. And yet, you know, we always hear the Christian right, the Christian right, the Christian right. What about the people on the left? The people on the left, all heathens? The press has fostered that...
They pick on us because we like to think for ourselves.
Well, if you've got a brain,
that's what makes them mad.
If you've got a brain, you better use it this next time and vote these people the hell out of office because four more years.
I plan on giving my vote to Kucinich.
I don't think this country can take four more years of them. I really fear for my United States of America with four more years of these.
You know,
people.
I do too, because if it keeps going like it's going, then our whole country is going to collapse. We'll be a third world country like India. I was watching TV a while ago, and they said that Coca-Cola is going over there and stealing India's water.
Well, you know, the big corporations have no conscience. Don't ever forget that. Conscience is not something that belongs in a big corporation. Hey, thanks so much for your call. We appreciate it. We've got another caller on the line, but I think we're going to wait till after the break coming up here at the bottom of the hour. And just stick with us. 1-800-TALK-YES if you want to give us a call. Guy James sitting in for Mike Malloy. You're listening to the IE America Radio Network.
Here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Hamilton.
And I'm Laura Miller.
Any new contract between the United Auto Workers and the Big Three car companies may result in bad blood between the UAW and their Canadian brethren. One of the issues reportedly on the table during negotiations is Ford Motor Company's plans to upgrade a plant in Ontario. The UAW wants the upgrades to happen instead at a factory in Georgia. Ford went through negotiations with the Canadian auto workers last year, but did not commit to improving the Ontario plant as part of the deal.
A Senate Democrat says he's lined up enough votes to overturn a Bush administration plan to roll back the number of workers who qualify for overtime pay. An amendment to a spending bill by Senator Harkin of Iowa would block a move by the Bush administration's Labor Department to amend the Fair Labor Standards Act. Critics say the plan would close the door on time and a half pay for a net 8 million American workers. While the Bush plan would automatically bring time and a half pay to workers paid less than $22,000 a year, Linda Chavez-Thompson, vice president of the AFL-CIO, says the move would close the door on overtime pay for many more low-income workers.
Under the Bush plan, some working families who are eligible for food stamps would not be eligible for overtime pay. This is wrong.
A recent poll by the AFL-CIO found that Americans opposed changes to overtime rules by a 3-to-1 margin.
Rumblings of trouble between U.S. Airways and its airline mechanics. U.S. Airways is considering outsourcing the maintenance of its Airbus jets to an outside contractor. The airline just exited bankruptcy earlier this year, and a company spokesman says they're still looking at ways to save money. But a spokesman for the International Association of Machinists says outsourcing work on the Airbus fleet is unacceptable, and if it happens, it'll automatically trigger a strike.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit our website, laborradio.org.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. It seems that some of our otherwise upstanding citizens are listening to the Mike Malloy Show at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Surely you can find a more patriotic and productive use of your evening hours. For example, organizing neighborhood watch parties to search for the terrorists who are certain to be lurking in your playgrounds and possibly hiding dangerous weapons of mass destruction in your victory gardens. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Brendan was spending the afternoon helping me pick out furniture for the new place.
The ladies are doing a little furniture shopping, are they?
That's scary. I hope you didn't make any choices without a professional.
Beanbag chairs for everybody.
God help us. Bearskin rug.
I put the car in Swinger, baby.
On the IE America Radio Network.
We're back. It's the Mike Malloy Show with special guest host Guy James. Give Guy a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Guy.
Hey, guys, you do this show this evening. We hope you'll stay with us right up till midnight. Why not? You've gone this far. You might as well stay along for the rest of the ride. Do want to invite you all to go to the IE America Radio website. That's www.ieamericaradio.com. And check out the new section on there about 9/11. They're going to have special programming next week and all. You don't want to miss that. And you do want to check this out on the website. You know, I mentioned earlier that I'd gotten a letter from a fundy that I wanted to tell you about. And if this doesn't curl your toes, I don't know what will. I just want to read some of it to you. I had a show not long ago where I did make light of the fact that George Bush, a lot of the fundy churches and so forth have guys like Falwell and all. And I do want to remind you, I'm not going to get started on Falwell, not tonight. I only got a half hour left. It would take me much, much longer than that to get going on Jerry Falwell. But anyway, I get this letter from this guy saying, you made fun of me and what we're trying to do. Listen to this. And this is not uncommon. I get many, many emails about this every week from my radio program, and this is not common, uncommon at all. It is typical, run-of-the-mill, right-wing fundy talk, and I want you to know what we're dealing with here. He says, President Bush, as you may know, has about 2 prayer meetings each day at the White House. He seeks God's guidance in his decision-making process. Well, now, I don't have a problem with that whatsoever. Then he goes on to say, this was why he was able to say, bring them on. Much as I am sure David was able to say to his biblical army much the same thing. Yeah, I wonder if David was before his biblical army saying, bring them on. God's anointed leaders are not perfect people. He goes on to say, our nation has become morally corrupt, and the people like our president and John Ashcroft, now there's a case for you, our president and John Ashcroft are trying to fight to restore values in our nation and world. Iraq is the Holy Land, and it was almost prophecy that President Bush was able to cast out this Satan. This was a spiritual battle he waged, and the U.S. military and George W. Bush are nothing short of God's special warriors there. President Bush told Abbas in a phone call the following, and I quote, God told me to strike at Al-Qaeda, and I struck them. And then he instructed me to strike at Saddam, which I did. And I am now determined to solve the problems in the Middle East. This is your president of the United States talking here. The writer goes on to say, how can you criticize a man who is in good faith, is following the will of God, and is being revealed to, as is being revealed to him in prayer? President Bush is only human. He has repeatedly asked that others pray for him and help him to be a vessel of God's will. I contend that the soldiers over there are the ones that need the prayer, not Mr. Bush. And he finishes the letter up by saying, and this is the really wild part of this letter, and I quote, I have seen photos being circulated that claim to see angels near President Bush during different occasions. They are very compelling. Oh, my God. I don't know. These are people that supposedly, well, these are people that helped put this man in office, and these are people that helped and going to help him stay in office. And I don't know about you, but that scares hell out of me. It really does. Sorry if that offends the fellow. He's a Mr. Well, his name is Dan from Western North Carolina. So it goes on to say President Bush is working for God's holy purpose and blah, 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 blah. So, in other words, the fundies, they've got the market on Christianity here in this country. Nobody else knows what to do. I find it amazing. But, you know, no one's really called in this evening. We had one guy call in and talk about the gun laws. But no one's answered our challenge this evening. What has Mr. Bush done that's good for America? What? And let's talk about things that are good for Americans, all of us. What has he done? Anybody want to bring that up this evening? No one's given us a decent answer to that at all. You going to call us? 1-800-TALK-YES? I want to hear what you got to say about that, if you're on the right or the left. You know, one thing we haven't touched on tonight, and I sure would like to, is some of our friends on the left, some of our Democratic liberal friends, sure like to hear from you about your candidates. Anybody got anything to say about the recent debate? It was, I thought it was a little bit, well, I didn't think much of it, to tell you the truth. It wasn't, first of all, it wasn't a debate. You can't have a debate with nine people. In fact, I think it was eight. Al Sharpton didn't make it. He didn't come in on a last-minute cab this time. But I didn't think it was much of a debate. It was Bash Bush night, and that's fine. We need to get out what is wrong with the Bush administration. But I didn't think any of them laid down any concrete plans of what's right with their candidacy, and that's what I want to hear. I think there's another debate coming up very, very soon. I'm not sure exactly when it is, but I wish they wouldn't call them a debate, because actually it was just a forum. Just a forum where they all ask questions, and I don't know. I didn't think much of it. You want to see a debate? Go back to the Kennedy-Nixon days. Those were debates. How many of you remember that? I do. I'm giving myself away here. I remember the Kennedy-Nixon debate like it was yesterday. And the odd thing was about those debates, I understand that the people, I watched it on TV, and here came Richard Nixon in his with his 5 o'clock shadow. He looked like a criminal. He really did. Turns out, well, I won't get started on that, but anyway, he looked like a criminal. And people that watched the debate on TV thought the young, fresh, handsome-looking John F. Kennedy won the debate, and the people listening to it on the radio thought Nixon won. So, the visual image is very, very important. How many of you remember that? Give me a call if you do. That was a great time in political life. And what's changed over the years? You know, oh, my goodness, we've got Brian on the... I've forgotten all about our callers. Forgive me, rambling on. And Brian, welcome to the program.
Hi, sir. Thank you very much for having me on.
Well, sorry to make you wait so long.
Okay, that's all right. I'm still trying to get over that lady who called about her son who's over in Iraq right now. There's some things you just can't, you have to respond to it. And this administration, the 911 attacks that gave the president the right to send her poor beloved son over there, the record of this president was, it took him 2 or 3 hours before he even began to respond to those evil attacks. And they're still stonewalling on the investigation on the independent commission regarding those attacks. The panel that's investigating, I believe it was the commission headed by Bob Graham. That was a guy I'm supporting, but I know he's not as cute as the other candidate, so he's probably not going to. But they're saying that according to them, that the NORAD, as soon as those planes were hijacked, NORAD, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, is supposed to be notified immediately. And if you know it, like in about October 1999, sir, the golfer Payne Stewart, just before his plane crashed, I think for like an hour or two, there were military jets following that plane across
right
two or three Midwestern states.
They certainly
to watch
were.
A crash, because they could do nothing to get into the plane to save if they had lost control or something. It was, but I did just there's so many things. Mohammed Atta, the flight school he went to and others went to in Venice, Florida. There's huge CIA connections there, and it's not just some internet wacko thing that they have evidence of this. And the short trades on the airline stock just before 911. That the list is you don't have enough airtime for us to cover it. But I'm just so beside myself. For that lady that called, I'm a former Marine. I knew quite a number of the ones that died in October 1983 in Beirut, and that was Hezbollah, Iranian led and Iranian officer at Hezbollah. And then what does Ronald Reagan do in the Iran-Contra scandal? He sells tons and tons of missiles and weapons to the Iranian revolutionary mullahs in Iran. That's in violation of the Trading with the Enemy Act, basically the Import-Export Act. And nobody criticizes them at all about that. They it's so beyond me. I can't believe how their people are such forelock tuggers when it comes to Republican presidents, and I can't understand why. Can you?
Frustrating, isn't it?
Yes,
really,
it is.
Really frustrating.
Very much. I'll say prayers to, believe me, as I did, the gentleman was on last night, Mr. Goff, I believe, whose son is over there, too. I would say, tell everybody to say prayers to God, to Allah, to Yahweh, to every God there is, because it's all the same source, that their kids come back. And it's just such a... It's a waste. The people where the country where 911 was launched from is still that stateless state of Afghanistan. It's still, it's, you know, the Taliban are coming back. They're saying the CIA is making secret negotiations across the Pakistan border with what they call the moderate Taliban, the moderate Al Qaeda, I guess.
Don't forget their financiers that financed the whole operation for them. What have we done about that? Absolutely nothing. Secrecy, you know, you brought it up. Secrecy, secrecy, secrecy. That's what this administration is all about. They started it from day one when they hid his father's paper. They hid his governorship papers. Secrecy. That's all you're ever going to get from them. Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you, sir.
An interesting point. We've got another caller on the line.
Hello?
Hey, we've got Deborah. Deborah, welcome to the program.
Hi, Guy. Thanks for filling in for Mike.
Well, glad to be here for Mike. It's an honor and a pleasure.
Yeah, good. You asked us to call in if we saw the debates, and I was in the third row orchestra of the debates last night in Albuquerque. And my guy is Dennis Kucinich. He does have a plan. And he's the only one that I think is being honest about our issues, ultimately, because, you know, Dean and Kerry were saying, well, you know, we're going to keep NAFTA and the WTO, and we're going to create jobs, and we're not going to cut any military spending, and we're going to send more troops in, and we're just going to add environmental and labor standards to NAFTA. Well, come on, folks. If you know anything about the WTO, which Dennis does, Dennis Kucinich, you know that adding those standards just sets us up for lawsuits in the WTO.
Let me ask you the all-important question.
Yeah.
If Dennis doesn't get the nomination, what are you going to do?
I'm going to vote for him.
Okay, but if he doesn't get the nomination, what do you do?
If he doesn't, I'll vote for any Democrat but Lieberman and Gephardt.
Okay.
Gephardt just, he gives me, you know, here's a statistic for you. Gephardt, as a paid member of our Congress, has missed 88% of the votes on the floor.
That's right.
What are we paying him for?
Dennis
Kucinich has voted 100% of the time. 100%.
In four terms in Congress,
100%. How much more integrity do you need?
I spoke to the Kucinich people not long ago, and they're very proud of that fact. And one of the first things they'll tell you in a conversation is about Dennis's voting record. They're very proud of it, and as well they should be.
It's incredible. Other guys got up there, and, you know, they're following his lead. Whether he gets the nomination or not, notice in the debates, they've all moved to his positions, every one of them.
Well,
why?
If he gets his positions across, why, that's important, whether he gets the nomination or not, if he gets his positions heard. Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it very much. We've got another caller on the line. Welcome to the program from New Jersey.
Hello?
Hello. Go right ahead.
Hi. I actually wanted to respond to what Bush has done positive for this country.
All right.
And, well, I think he's enraged all of those, that 50% of the voters that didn't vote last time. And now we're going to vote, and we're going to get him out of office. And that's something that's positive.
Yeah, we might have a much better turnout next time around. Anybody remember, do you remember by any chance what the percentage of people it was that elected this president? Something like 20% of
the
United States. It wasn't very many.
Not at all.
Of course, we all know he lost the last election, and certainly hope he's 0-2. But you know, it's a little too late for us to stop him. And, oh yes, we can get him out of office now. But imagine the billions and billions and billions of dollars that his fat cat friends have been enriched by since he's been in office. He's paid back his backers handsomely. In fact, when it comes right down to it, he's been bought very cheap.
Oh yeah.
Where's Kenny Boy Lay nowadays? Have you heard anything about Ken Lay?
Haven't heard anything about Ken Lay.
You know, he's living the life of Riley someplace and hasn't been touched. And, you know, a lot of interesting stories like that with the Bush people, with the Cheney people, the Rumsfeld people. Many, many, many great fat cat stories about how they're being enriched. Cheney, right now, as a matter of fact, is still drawing $1 million a year from Halliburton.
Yeah, I just finished Jim Hightower's new book, and it's just, it's unbelievable. It's outrageous. It's very, it's just disheartening.
It is. And, you know, the thing about it is that they've been in your face with it, absolutely in your face with it, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. We're taking your money. We're giving tax cuts to our fat cat friends, and you're not going to stop us. And you know what? They're right. We haven't stopped them. Haven't stopped them at all.
Not yet, but we will.
He's beatable. He's beatable, and I swear I'm going to do everything I can to get his butt out of office and
here,
his
here.
Entire entourage. And I can have nothing more than a big bus full of them heading out of office on Inauguration Day next time around. Hey, we thank you for your call.
Have a great
night. We really appreciate it very much. I tell you, if I do believe that this next election is the most important election in American history, if we don't take a huge turn around next time, God only knows what these Bush people will do. I don't want to... I probably shouldn't blame Bush himself so much, because really he's just another one of these patsies that they've had. We really haven't had a Republican president that thinks for himself since Nixon. When you think about it, really, Ford, Reagan, Poppy Bush, and now this guy, none of them thought for themselves. They've just all been puppets of the neocons. Think about that for a minute. Nixon was the last thinker in the Republican Party. Hey, we'll be back right after a few words. You're listening to Guy James on the IE America Network, sitting in for Mike Malloy.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Cannon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-Day Sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you need for successful estate planning in one package? Well, now you can. The new Master Estate Kit offers a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free Family Legal Guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
You'll be seeing a lot of changes around here.
The new
weekend programming lineup is more entertaining than ever. Kick it off Saturday mornings with Doug Steffen's Talk Radio Countdown, followed by Bobby Likas Car Clinic. Then Saturdays are brightened with the informative antics of Animal Talk, followed by the Home Improvement Experts on Home Improvement USA. If you've been wondering about that old so-called junk, then you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent, followed by Talking Pets with John Patch. Learn your job rights on Sunday mornings with the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. And the latest in the world of technology on Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. Ramblin' with Ramsey will fill you into the hot spots to travel, followed by the second installment of the funniest live animal talk show, Animal Talk.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
For more information on these shows or other shows on IE America Radio Network, call 1-800-397-8255. But for now, listen to us live on IEAmericaRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Stephen Sack, and I host the Employees Lawyer Show on IE America Radio Network. We take calls from people all over the United States, and we help them in their job problems. So if you ever wondered what job rights you have and how to fight back, I'm the guy to call.
Listen to Stephen at his new time on Sundays from 9 a.m. until noon and rebroadcast from 9 p.m. till midnight.
For more information on my show or other shows on the IE America Radio Network, go to IEAmericaRadio.com. It's the best advice I can give.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush with a helpful hint to resist the wicked and shameful addiction that causes some of our otherwise mentally healthy citizens to tune into the Mike Malloy Show weeknights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I suggest that you recovering Malloy listeners spend these 3 hours simply standing in your yards, saluting the flags on your houses, apartments, or trailers, or whatever you little people live in. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
We're back. It's the Mike Malloy Show with special guest host Guy James. Give Guy a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Guy.
Oh, where did the time go this evening? You know, as they say, time flies when you're having fun, and it has been so enjoyable to spend the evening with you folks talking about, our favorite subject. A lot of us, it's our favorite subject. Actually, my favorite subject is college football. I do love college football in a big, big way. Not an NFL fan at all, and I swear if I had been an NFL fan, I would never, never, ever, never watch another NFL game as long as Rush Limbaugh is affiliated with it. And I understand that, who is it? ESPN has hired Rush Limbaugh to do some sort of commentary for NFL football, and that would be enough for me. I can't imagine that they did that. I know a lot of people that won't watch it anymore. I'm particularly stubborn when it comes to that, I suppose. But, I am stubborn. In fact, I maybe told it once. One of the soft drink companies made me mad about 30 years ago. I haven't had a single bottle of their pop in 30 years, and I never will. That's how stubborn I am. If I were out in the desert and someone offered me one, I'd say, no, I'll crawl on until I find something else. But that's what you're dealing with me. You know, someone talking earlier today, they talked about only once on the show, and I have to congratulate all the listeners of the show tonight, Bill Clinton's name was only mentioned once. Maybe twice. Maybe I mentioned it once. Yeah, I mentioned it once, come to think of it. I was talking about all the jobs and prosperity and peace we'd had for the 8 years, which is an undeniable truth, absolutely undeniable. And I know, well, you can't argue with it. There it was, and that's for all to see. But somebody talked about Bill Clinton in a disparaging way earlier this evening, and I always like to say, and I don't like to let anybody always forget this, it's just a cute little thing I like to say, when any conservative starts whining to me about Bill Clinton's sex life, I like to be sure and remind him that both Ronald Reagan and Pat Robertson married pregnant women, okay? I want you to keep that in mind anytime you're always holier than thou about Bill Clinton. Ronald Reagan and Pat Robertson both married pregnant women, so where did I come up with that information? I have no idea. Thanks so much for having us in, sitting in for Mike Malloy tonight. It's been a real pleasure. We'll be back again with you on Monday night and Tuesday night on the IE American Network, sitting in for Mike Malloy. You've heard it from the radical right. Now all that's left is the truth.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
But we're never gonna survive unless we get a little crazy.
Get things in my mind and I say, let's try this.
Dude,
and
here's Nancy in the background.
Nancy.
Oh,
Nancy.
Am I on the air?
Oh. Hello.
Hello.
You're sorry you're on the air?
I'm glad I didn't say something I really shouldn't have said.
Really?
You should have heard what she was telling me a minute ago.
Wow.
Bite me, doughboy.
Doug Stephens, good day.
On the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. It seems some of you are still listening to that Mike Malloy person at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Many chronic Malloy listeners have found it helpful to repeatedly snap a little rubber band against the soft flesh of their wrists when they feel the un-American urge to turn on the Mike Malloy Show. The pain is only temporary.